Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
And you are very, very lucky that your radio station, KCAL 99.7, has decided very wisely to pick this show up and broadcast it every day.
Hello to the people of San Luis Obispo.
Hey.
Hey.
We
want them listening to the show. We just don't want them to see us listening to the show.
Hey.
That's great. See, like, they have no idea what that's about.
Exactly.
Right. But, you know, TS.
It'll grow.
Listen, I want to start today's show. You know, I have a couple of family announcements to make.
Really?
Yes.
We've got a lot of those lately.
Yeah. Want to start by just wishing Bardio bon voyage. Because today...
Is he getting in a bag and going to Spain today?
Yes, he is. Black Peter, Mike.
Yes, like the old wives' tale.
Black Peter will be taking Barton and taking him to Spain today.
In a bag.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi.
So this will be it, huh?
Yep,
this is it. Off 30 days. You know, the one thing I think that Mommy and I are happiest about is the fact that even though you're going to be going to Spain and staying with the family for a month, we don't have to have some Spanish kid coming here to stay with us. It's not one of those exchange deals where you give them your kid and they give you theirs.
No, families that want to do that, they choose to do that and they enjoy doing that, and that's why they do it. But you're under no obligation just because your son's going on the other side of the pond.
No. You know, as I've mentioned before, he's definitely braver than me. I mean, I'm 42, and I don't want to leave America. But here he is, 15, off with his Spanish class from his high school.
From a bullfighting.
Going to live for an entire month in Spain. What do you think you will miss most when you're in Spain?
Mm.
I want to tell you. I want to tell
you guys.
Okay, that was the right answer, but what do you really think?
That's nice. Even if he's lying, it's nice.
Sure.
Probably my video games and the big TV.
Yeah, the video games and the big TV.
Mm-hmm.
Really, on the scheme of things, where do Mom and I fit in? Are Mom and I above the dogs on the list of things that you'll really miss for a month?
I think so, because the dogs poop in the house.
You think so, because dogs poop in the house.
What are you looking forward to the most, Bart? What are you excited about? There must be something that you're actually really excited about, I mean, besides just going over there.
Well, I can buy pornography.
That's great.
And I can drink.
Oh, God. Oh, you know, we had that discussion with him today.
Oh.
That in Spain, like in many foreign countries...
He just shocked me with that.
Well, Mike, in many foreign countries, it is not unusual for the children to enjoy a glass of wine dinner.
Or beer.
With the family. Oh, shut up with that, with the beer.
Dad, I'm serious.
No, you're not drinking beer over there. Mommy and I have already discussed this. If they want to give you a glass of wine with dinner like their other kids, that's okay.
Well, when you go over there, correct me if I'm wrong, you're under the supervision of that household.
Yeah.
That is
and
the law.
Also, Dad?
Yeah?
When in Rome.
Okay. Well, knock it off. You're not going to Rome. You're going to Spain.
And where'd the buying pornography enter into this?
Marty, Uncle Mike just asked you a very good question.
What do you mean?
Well, you're the one that brought it up. You tell me what you meant. You said you can buy pornography over there. I don't.
Yes.
Yeah. Where did you find that out?
It's common knowledge. I went to Europe last year.
It's common knowledge.
Oh, you know, last year, remember, we went to Europe with a school last year, and apparently they could have bought all kinds of pornography. But last year, you guys went to different sites in Europe.
Go to Spain, but Grandpa has asked me to get a couple dirty magazines for him.
Grandpa, Pop asked you that?
Oh, isn't that sweet?
That's really? Great. When did Pop ask you that?
Today. I told him I'd bring some back, and he said that's good.
Okay.
With the senoritas.
With the senoritas. All right, well, you make sure, you know, all that stuff I told you before I left the house today, I really meant, you know, be my good little man over there.
When's he heading out?
Today. Hours from now.
Really?
The plane leaves, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Uncle Mike?
Yeah.
What would you like from Spain?
I'd like a really nice... No, I'm not going to have... You can't buy that. You can't bring me a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I can.
They have...
Marty, no, you can't.
I don't think you can.
He already had that discussion with Frieda tonight today also. He wanted,
you know what I would like, Bart?
I already had that discussion. It's fine.
Bart, here you go. If you can fit it in your suitcase and it's not too expensive, I would like a real bullfighter's cap. That is what I really would like.
Get that for Uncle Mike.
Yeah. Even if it's a cheap souvenir one, I'd like a
one of those hats. I know what you mean. It looks kind of like a Mickey Mouse hat.
Right. And if he brings me that back, I will wear it to the Christmas party.
Yay!
And, you know,
hola.
And my nephew's going back to Boston. If you see him at the airport today, he'll probably be at the airport the same time you are. So wave at him.
All right. Will you be a good man, okay?
And Buzz, what would you like?
More pornography.
Okay. Oh, knock it off, Buzz.
Can do.
Uncle Buzz.
I'm very serious about the bullfighter's cap. I am extremely serious about the bullfighter's cap.
If you had to pick cap or drink?
Cap. I can handle my own drinking. Believe me, everybody here knows that.
And I was serious about those cigars. And because we're related, I don't mind if you have to put them near your bum. Yes, near your bum.
Right.
Okay?
These cigars taste like cop.
All right. I love you. I will see you in a month. And write. Don't forget to write.
More than a month.
Okay. More than a month. 30 some odd days.
Wow.
Okay? I love you.
I love you too.
All right. Be a good man.
Okay.
Let me talk to your mom, please.
Okay. Wait there.
He is a very composed young man. He is very cool and collected.
Yeah, he's ready.
With his big trip, just unfazed.
He's got it together more than Frito and I do. Frito and I today.
With a kid like that, you normally will hear. You'll hear tension. You'll hear.
Oh, no.
If there's no.
You know, today? Today it was.
Howdy, babe.
This was the scene. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, boo boo.
Here was the scene today.
Just me and you.
We're down on the couch. It's the three of us down on the couch today. We were watching a movie together. We're watching Scream 3, because that was Bart's choice. Wow. We wanted to watch a movie, you know, to spend some time with us before we left today.
Right.
And we're all sitting on the couch, and he was sitting between us. And Frida...
Let me interrupt you for 1 minute.
What?
Bart, would you hang up the phone?
Why can't I listen?
Because it's annoying hearing your getting ready for pornography breathing.
Bart, hang up, son.
Yeah, I'm not bringing you anything back.
Okay.
All right, hang up. Come on. Jesus. So, you know, we're sitting there, and I got an arm around him, and she's got an arm around him, and every once in a while I would look up at her, and she would look at me, and we'd both have the same sad look, like, oh, you know, our kid's leaving. And then he would see this and sense this, and he would say, really happily, he'd say, hey, guys, you know I'm going to be gone more than 30 days? Think about it, Dad. Tomorrow morning when you wake up... You won't see me. They say, hey, Mom, think about it.
Right.
Tomorrow, I won't be here. And he's just sticking the knife in.
Yeah.
I know. He was reciting to me a book I read him as a baby that always made me cry. Mike, have you ever seen the I Love You Forever book?
Oh, my God. It's like a staple. I gave that to, you know, my daughter's got it. I think my wife gave it to my mom. It's like it's made its way around our family. That's the tearjerker of kids' books, isn't it?
I know. And he's saying to me, I love you forever.
I like you always. As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be.
Right.
He's just a little ball buster.
Yeah, yeah. And I can see why that would get to you, too.
Yeah,
that's like the ultimate. That would kill me if my kid's gone away for 30 days. And oh, my God, he's working, you guys.
And he knows that we're destroyed by it. We were destroyed by the fact that he got a job this summer, that he was gone for 8 hours a day.
It's at least the good thing about this, it's kind of a precursor to, you know, a couple of years down the road when you're going to get the real leaving of the nest.
I know.
So my husband gets to do all the fun stuff with me that usually Bart and I do. Like, we'll go see plays at Wolf Trap.
And no, we're not.
We spend time together. And
we're not doing that. We're going to, you know, you hit it right today when you said, you know what we do together? And really, this is it. We do sit-ups together. That's
great. Good thing
that's
to
our
do.
Quality time together.
Yeah.
We do sit-ups together. Yeah. We exercise together.
Terry, that's the bone you've thrown me. Because I said I wanted to do, you know, exercise and do stuff with you, and you'll do your sit-ups with me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right, enjoy that.
Well, that's great. I'll pluck my eyebrows with you. I mean, it's not really a struggle.
That is quality time when we lay on the floor next to each other and do our various sit-ups.
Oh,
this is going to be a trial run for both of you two as to what life will be like when your son is at college.
Well, we had the trial run last summer when he was gone, and we also have had the trial run all summer long when he's been working.
No, this is the longest. This is
no responsibilities of going to pick him up at work, and this is not the short little camp visit where he's in the United States. This is 30 days where he's out of the country.
I know.
It's going to be interesting.
I bet we don't make it.
Pardon me?
I bet we don't make it. What do you
think? Well, that's a good sign because she's saying that and you guys will do just fine.
I'll take that bet.
All right.
I'll take that bet.
All right.
Because I'm stuck with you. I realize that someday the buffer would leave and someday it would just be you and I. But you know what? It was you and I before we had the buffer.
Well, you know what? As long as it's you and me and that martini shaker, I think we have a chance.
That's right.
Good.
Yeah. The martini shaker will now become the new buffer between my wife and I.
Here.
Much as my son is a lot of nights.
Amen.
All right, honey.
All right,
well, sure to love you.
I love you, too.
All right. And make sure you get all the information today.
You know,
get all the facts before you put them on the plane.
I just trust them. I just ship them off and trust them.
Well, you know, I ask questions today. I ask questions like, you know, okay, when you get to Spain, will the family be there? And Frida goes, I don't know. And I said, but, you know, wait a minute, hold on.
He's going with a whole big school group. Yeah. I don't know when they officially meet their family.
Well, these are details. Again, this is the number one reason my wife and I argue. Even after I've been married 20 years, this is the number one reason we argue.
Because you asked me that you could have gone to meetings about this. You could have called the teacher a month ago. You could have asked any of these questions ahead of time.
Well, I thought you had handled it. Which is the great thing about our relationship.
I have handled it. I'm not worrying about it.
You handle the details. And then I ask you, like I said, when he gets off the plane in Spain, will there be the family there to meet him? I don't know.
There'll be a fiesta in the city.
I said, how does he get...
The mayor there to meet him.
How does he get from the airport to the house with the people?
Mayor Anthony Quinn will be there.
You know, big celebration.
It's very disheartening.
He'll have armed guards taking him from the airport to the actual home.
She has no idea. She goes, well, he's going to be with a group of kids from school. He's going to be with the teachers.
The teachers are there.
You know, they'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the chaperones are there. They've done this for 20 years.
How many kids? I mean, so there's a bunch of kids that he's going to be traveling with?
20 kids.
Yeah, 20 kids from his school.
Wow, that's great. That's so much fun for him. That's
but still,
great.
I would like to know some of the facts. Like, you know, when he gets on this airplane to go to Europe.
You know what? That's why they have the meetings in May.
Honey, when they have the meetings in May were when I was here slaying the dragon.
Well,
so that I could bring home the carcass at night so you could carve it up and we can eat.
I had the teacher's email addresses, phone numbers, all that said, call me with any questions.
All right, honey.
Whatever. Right.
I just want to say this. If he gets off the plane in Spain, nobody's there.
Remind me to stop at the liquor store on the way back from the airport.
If he gets off the plane in Spain and nobody's there, it's on you. It's not on me.
All right.
That's all.
All right. I'll handle that responsibility.
You know, God forbid, but I just, you know, there should be someone there with a little sign or something.
He's got chaperones.
Much like Richard when we go up to New York.
Sure.
Yeah. Richard is always standing there at the gate with a sign.
We were just as scared, too.
They have teachers with them. They have buses. What do you think? No one thought that far? You know?
All right. I just wish we had known those details. That's all.
Right.
Hey, that's a good gig for the teachers, right? The teachers go over there and then send them to their families, and what, do the teachers just have a vacation in Spain then?
Yeah, it's like a month of hoochie-hoochie.
That is super cool. Teachers
yeah,
have
the
it.
The teachers forgot to think about that. They thought, oh my God, they have to hitchhike now to the actual town.
You know, I'm a big advocate of teachers in this country, and I'm always talking about they're underappreciated, underpaid, but that is the one turbo fringe benefit.
Not at my kids' school.
Being a teacher, you get that summer deal.
Right. All right, honey. Love you.
All right. Goodbye, boo-boo.
See you tonight.
All right, I'll have my negligee on.
All right, that's fine with me.
All right.
Well, after Survivor, though.
Yeah.
We have to watch Survivor first.
After Survivor and after Martini, and you know what my negligee will be listening to?
Come on, knock it off. Come on. You love me, admit it, you love me.
Too. I like it, even with that Martini cigar breath.
Right, and I love you, too.
All right, goodbye.
Even with your flaws.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, this is not the way to start. Okay, goodbye.
All right, love you. Bye.
Bye. You know, I get a little youthful, teenage-like excitement from you two. Listening to you on the phone, you sound like it's kind of an adventure, and you're both a little giddy about it.
You know, in some ways, it's very nerve-wracking, because what parent wants to, you know, let their kid go even for 30 days? But on the other hand, it is the part of us that's saying, you know what? For a month... You know, although we'll wait for letters and we'll wait for him to call us, mm-hmm. for a month, you know, Jesus Christ, how many times have they come in here and bitch about how our lives revolve around
mm-hmm.
him
right.
and revolve around his schedule and what he needs to do? Now, you know,
if
for a
those
month,
of us who know you absolutely love that. You kind of thrive on that.
I do, but sometimes it gets to be too much.
Sure.
You know, sometimes taking him places and doing everything with him. So, you know, for a month... It'll be fine. And it's just, I'm just a little emotional about it today
mm-hmm.
because on top of this, on top of the fact that Bart is going to Spain, I received a phone call today from Amy.
Uh-oh.
And they've already gone ahead and gotten married.
Oh, my goodness. There will be no wedding.
There was.
There was. Like a justice of the peace?
At City Hall.
Did your ex-wife know this?
No.
Oh,
no, this was simply they just...
Oh, boy.
They did it. They're married.
Wow.
That's it.
Oh.
They're married.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm my son...
Save you a little money.
My son that came of my seed mm-hmm. is getting on a plane today to go live with another family for a foreign exchange thing. And
you're well on the way.
And I got a son-in-law now.
Yeah, maybe a grandchild on the way.
Yeah, I know. The thought has crossed my mind.
Sure. Why the rush?
Because, Mike, there are two crazy Wisconsinites in love.
you know, what are you going to do?
I'm not there.
You're not there.
I'm not there. I just
you know, do what you can. You be as supportive as you can.
You know, after so many years of having no contact.
Yesterday you got done. It was this whole thing, and you were getting ready to go to a wedding in August, and now it's like
he called and they said, you know, said hi. Listen, got some news. We're married. We went and did it.
And did she mention how your ex-wife is feeling about it all at all? Or?
No. I don't bring up my ex-wife when I talk to my daughter.
Right.
And I don't bring it up. And I think that part of the reason that they went ahead with this, sadly, I think part of the reason is because, you know, when they called me to talk about it, I said, yeah, you know, whatever. I can't tell you what to do. I can't, you know, I did say to her, I would like to meet him first.
Right.
You know, and she said, well, we called you, and that went real well. And
well, maybe that now that they're married, they'll come and visit you sooner, and, you know, they'll bring the baby.
Shut up.
Do you think, what do you think, really? Do you think, I mean, didn't she tell you already that that wasn't the reason?
I think she would tell me if she was pregnant. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, when they're young, they're so eager.
Yeah. You know.
Might even be the best possible reason that they actually wanted to, that she wanted to wait till she got married, and that's why, you know.
Well, even if that's the case, if they wanted to wait till, if you're kidding around the fact that she might be a virgin.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Do you know for sure?
Yeah, I know for sure. I've asked her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, a long time ago.
Wow.
A long time ago.
Huh. Why the rush then? Did you ask that?
Because she loves him. And because he loves her.
Okay.
That was the answer.
You got to accept that.
That was the answer. You know, she said, didn't you tell me that when you met Frida, that you knew immediately that you loved her? And I said, yes. And she said, didn't you tell me that when you first saw Frida, you knew you were going to marry her? And I said, yes. And didn't you marry Frida 3 months after you met her? I said, yes. And haven't you been married for 20 years? I said, yes. You know, but then on the other hand, who am I to throw cold water on this? Because what I wanted to say to her was, well, listen, yeah, you know, it's worked out great for Frida and I, but with your mother, you know, I knew her in high school, and we got married about the same age that you are, a little younger, and it lasted, you know, just long enough to make you, and then things went to crap.
Yeah, and I guess you're not in any position where you can really come down on her about anything.
No, I mean, listen, it would be the... you know, the same thing with Bart. I mean, once they're grown up and once they're moved out, what are you going to do? It's not like I had a say in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. She's married. She said she'd send me a picture.
Yeah, you'd be this low-key about Bart.
Oh, no, you're right. I wouldn't.
No, but I mean, you're in a position. There are a lot of people that are in the same position you're in. You can't be. You can't say, you know, here, I would do it this way, because you're not there, and that's fine, and that's okay.
But if Bart had moved out, and we're planning on him moving out when he's 18.
Yeah, as many parents do.
To go to college. Mm-hmm. If he moves out, and if he was to do something rash like that, I mean, what choice do you have as a parent?
You don't have any choice. You just have to say,
you know what? Okay.
You can give your best advice and guidance, and after that, that's it. That's the same thing. You know something? For parents out there that might have problems with kids once they get to be 18, 19, you know, you give it your best shot. That's what somebody told me a long time ago. You can't obsess on it, because if you do, it can kill you, and you give it your very best shot. You try to give them the best direction and the best advice in the world, and then when they get to that certain age, if they, you know...
The advice I gave her today was something I wanted to say to her yesterday when she brought this all up to me. I said, okay, great, you know, that's fine. Bring him out. Send me a picture. One beat, two beat. Are you on the pill? And she said, oh, come on. Of course I'm on the pill. You know, so, okay, that's fine. I mean, what can you say beyond, you know, take the pill?
Yeah.
Do it.
A lot of stuff is happening in your life.
Sure has, Buzz.
Amazing.
It's been a very exciting few days here.
My God.
Okay. Whew. So that's it. That's all I've got for you today.
As a matter of fact, today.
That's it. I'm ready to get in my car and go back home now.
Good night, everybody. We're here all week.
That is the show. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hey, I've heard you mention this buffer that's going to be gone when Bart leaves. And I think that since Buzz is kind of moving along in years and he has an advanced age, I think by the time he leaves for college... Buzz will have to have some kind of in-home care, so you and Frida can take him in.
That's right.
You can take him to the beach. You can, you know, to the beach house.
You can
watch TV with him.
You can tie my rock boards for me.
Yeah, it'll be nice. You know, I think it'll be really good.
I think by that time we're going to go to the Velcro straps, Buzz. Don't you think?
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hi. I know this isn't going to make you feel much better, but I chaperoned a group of about 20 high school kids.
Wait. Why would you say, I know this isn't going to make you feel any better, and then go ahead and say it anyway?
Well, because, you know, it's a story that has to be told.
And you're a mean person.
No, I'm not mean.
Of course you are.
No, I'm just giving him a little warning.
Okay, this would be much like last year when my son went to Europe with a group of kids, and I had all of the same, I had calls just like this last year.
Absolutely.
From people saying, my kid went to, you know, and last year when he went on this trip with his school, they went like to 8 different countries.
Yeah, I think this might, well, we might as well hear the woman out. Yes. before we, and I feel the same way you do about this, but
I'm not trying to be mean, I'm not. I took a group of honors Spanish students to Spain. They were all very good kids, you know, straight-A kids and everything, come from very well-to-do families.
Yes.
And they kind of lost their minds when they got there because they had never been in an atmosphere where you could go into a gas station and buy, you know, a bottle of tequila.
Well, my son is, as a matter of fact, an honors student, is going over there with honors Spanish, and he's been in a situation like this before. Last year, he was in the red light district in Amsterdam. I mean, you don't get much more hardcore than spending a night in Amsterdam, which he did.
That's true.
And
well,
he came back. He didn't have crabs. You know, nothing bad happened to him. So,
you said they kind of lost you. Was that your first trip last year?
2 years ago, it was my first trip to Spain, yeah.
What's the wackiest thing that happened?
I don't blame the kids in this instance. I would blame the chaperone.
Right.
I would say it was improper chaperoning.
Well, that could be. We're having a good time, too.
Led those kids down the wild path. See, unlike that, my kid's going to be going and living with a family. You know, I mean, he's not going to be with a group of wild kids.
And when you live with a family, but whether a kid comes over here or you send a kid over there, as I said before, the way it works in an exchange program is that family, it's made very clear to the students, that's your mom and dad over there. And
right.
they're boss, and they, you know, they make the rules. And that's
true.
The way
this was a little bit different situation. I mean, we were in hotels.
What are you doing letting the kids buy a bottle of tequila?
We didn't let them do anything. They, you know, we're going out to the drugstore, and they come back, and we were, by the end of the trip, we were doing surprise inspections of their rooms every night because they had bottles of liquor just coming out the yin yang, and it was.
All right, honey. I guess, in fairness to the chaperones, it is difficult to keep eyes on the kids every day.
Yeah, there were 3 chaperones and 20 kids, and I mean, you can't follow every one of them when you know, a couple of them say we're going to the museum and a couple of them say we're going shopping and
all right,
you
okay.
can't go everywhere with them.
All right, honey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Misa, there is vomit all over the painting. I am very, very sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, what a world.
People are so supportive. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Which one of you two guys is the biggest, like, beefiest guy?
Me. That'd be Mike.
Mike?
Yes.
Why don't you do me a favor, Mike? I want you to go over to Charlie Broyhill and kick him right in the crotch.
Now, why has Charlie angered you? I would venture to say that both Don and myself could probably put a pretty good hurt on Charlie Broyhill, even though he fancies himself quite the tough guy.
He's scrappy.
Yeah.
He's one of those John. Yeah. What was that name from yesterday?
John L. Sullivan.
John L. Sullivan, guys, they go, put up ye dukes.
Put up ye dukes. Why do you want us to put a hurt on Charlie Broyhill?
Well, he was a little curt with me today.
Well, no.
I'm sorry if he was curt with you, but time was of the essence.
Right.
Yeah, I think he was in a little bit of a hurry.
All right, here is Charles Broyhill right now.
And when did I speak to you?
It was, I don't know. Around 1 o'clock, or thought it was the guy calling in about the show or whatever.
Oh, when you wanted to know when the Vegas show was tonight,
yeah.
And I said it's next week, and you said when is that?
Hold on. Let Charlie tell his side.
Yeah, let Charlie have his side. Okay. This sounds pretty funny.
What happened, Charlie?
He called in and said, "Where is the Las Vegas style show tonight?" I said, "It's not tonight." He said, "Well, is it next week?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, is that Wednesday?" I said, "That's next week." That was it.
All right, now, that, you know, on behalf of the listener, I will say that you are doing that thing where you kind of speak in riddles to people.
And you give, like, only the information, that you know, the specific answer, as opposed to perhaps volunteering information. There's a reason we call you the Minister of Information.
Because you give such little bits of information.
And I think he had called earlier and left me a message, did you?
Now, if the guy said, if you said, it's next week, and you said, and he, and then the listener said, Wednesday night? And you said, next week, then you're not giving him
information. I even had this discussion with Rob.
You did, Rob? Rob, do you want to weigh in on this?
Rob Spiewak, the listener's friend. Come on, please.
Rob will tell me when I'm wrong.
No, I think this guy is 100% at fault, because Charlie told me how it phrased out.
All right, how did it go, Rob? You, since you're better at rephrasing what happened, what exactly happened?
No, I had only Charlie's recap to rely on.
The guy called. Let me be the guy on the phone.
Okay. Hey. Hello.
Hello.
You got gum? When is the Dynamite Las Vegas show tonight?
No, it's not.
When is it?
Next week.
When next week?
In a week.
Nah, week.
He's being a dick.
Pardon me?
In a week.
A week from today?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye. And if you take the dickiness of both sides out of it, let's weigh into the guy that calls in after we've been running an announcement. I know it has the day and the date in it all week and says, when is the show tonight?
That I will give you. That's true, Rob.
I mean,
I see both sides of the story.
We haven't even used the phrase like this or next or anything. We've just said Wednesday.
Jesus.
Wednesday and the date. What is it? Like the 26th? So, sir, where was the confusion there?
Rob is still angry about the contest last week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rob is still hanging on to that secret sound from last week.
No, I'm really just a hate monger, and I hate everybody and everything.
Rob Hiller from the Long Island Hills.
We have the Minister of Information and the Minister of Hatred.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.
Complaint duly noted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Very
Charlie,
good.
Look into that.
Goodbye. F you.
Well, at least it came across properly.
Yeah, hello.
I believe so.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
There they go.
Hey,
all happy with themselves.
There they go. Look at them.
All self-satisfied.
They very rarely get along.
Yeah, they didn't get along, but they just swaggered away from the microphone.
They really get along, and they get to team up and beat up on some poor listener.
Info and hatred.
There you go. Captain I and Captain H. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Hey. Your son, what, is 15 years old now?
Yes, March 15, right.
I'll tell you, it's amazing. I've been listening to you guys forever. He's got really a deep voice, and he's grown up. I remember when he was a little boy. Sounds like a good kid, and he's going away for 30 days.
He's an excellent kid.
Yeah, I mean, you can trust him.
Of course I do. I trust him now, sure.
Okay, we all have good kids. We all can trust him. He's going away for 30 days.
Are you waiting? I feel this enormous shoe getting ready to
get a life.
Pardon me?
You got to get a grip. Go home and bang your wife.
Listen, who are you to tell me? I bang my wife all the time.
I mean, that's a kid. You're going to give this kid an anxiety complex. You got separation disorder.
And listen, do you have children?
Yes.
How old are your children?
14, 11, and 9.
Then obviously you don't have as close a relationship with your children as I do with mine. I'm upset that my kid is leaving for 30 days. I will be upset when my kid is 18, when he moves out of my house.
As also a parent here with young kids, how can you consider that abnormal, sir? It doesn't sound abnormal to me.
I never said it was abnormal.
You see, separation disorder, that's not...
Going away for 30 days, are you going to worry the whole 30 days?
Yes.
Okay, well...
Yes, I will.
I'm not saying it's abnormal, I'm just saying...
I will worry. I will worry. Listen, I worry when he goes to work.
That's your right. I'm not denying you your right to worry. Every normal parent... would worry, but it just sounds a little excessive.
Yeah, parents like this bug me.
Yeah, right. This is like
parents like this are the kid. You know,
this is like the type of parent. Did you read the story about the parent in D.C. over the weekend?
Yeah,
this
went into the movie theater.
This is not a funny story.
That's
a horrible story. This parent wanted to see X-Men real bad, but had a little baby with him.
Unbelievable.
So he locked the kid in the car. It was like 100 degrees. Locked the kid in the car and went inside to go see X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
What about the babysitter that was just convicted of leaving the baby in a car, three-year-old in a car, an hour and a half while she...
I really do believe in those circumstances. I swear to God, the way you take care of that is you put the parent or the babysitter in the car for the same amount of time. Only, you know, only what it would relate to a larger body. So it'll be equal. So they will get some feel for what that must be like.
You should double the time you leave them in a car.
But you know, you do. I worry about parents that are like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, don't worry. Mr. Cool.
I'm not ashamed to tell you that I love my kid more than anything, and I'm gonna miss him. And when he grows up, I'm gonna miss him, and I'm gonna worry about him.
I don't blame you. Well, you put it like.
Well, then what are you calling me for? If you don't blame me, what are you calling me for?
It just sounded a little excessive. I'm not calling.
How can you excessively love a child?
How can you excessively love a child? I can barely hear you on the cell phone.
You know, you are, sir. I've never heard a caller try to worm out of a situation.
Callers
worm out of situations all the time. Worming out of a situation.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You come back out of it.
How can you excessively love a child?
Done. Goodbye.
There you go.
Wuss.
Goodbye. Jesus Christ. F you.
You're here.
F you.
Unbelievable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
I want to know.
Love living my life on the air.
Hey, Don. Don, listen. Listen, you got to chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, when my 11-year-old got her first piercing, you know, I said, what the hell? You know, just take it easy.
And my 14-year-old, when she turned her first trick, I said, that's a good girl. That's daddy's girl.
It's kind of, you know, kids come over to the house, and you know, when you're socializing with their parents, you go, hey, Becky, say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I want to know, can you rent your kids room out while your kid's gone?
I don't.
No, that's funny.
I don't need the money that bad. Thank you, sir. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. I actually think you're pretty good, Dad. It's all right to worry. Don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you. I live for your approval, sir. Thank you.
What I would be concerned about is...
Thank you. Please. I don't care what you're concerned about. You know, like I care what somebody thinks, if somebody thinks I'm a good father or not. And I don't care.
It's so funny, though. It goes full circle. You know, when you get the guy like that, it's just like the guy that had really no point whatsoever. I'm not saying it. He said, first of all, he said something like separation disorder.
Right.
Which is, you know, I mean, if anyone's ever heard about a kid going away, and he's separate, I didn't mean it was that. Abnormal.
Hey, listen, I miss my wife when she goes away. When my wife goes to stay with her mom at the beach for a couple of days, I miss her too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. I miss them. Hello. I mean, they drive me crazy, but I miss them. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you two quick questions. I've
yes.
been seeing you for years.
Yeah.
All I want to know is, how long have you been getting off on your little flatulence gimmick? Because I love that.
The flatulence gimmick?
You mean like when we actually really fart?
No. You know how you always have your opening, what is it? You know, done it, done it.
Write us a letter. It's obviously you can't articulate what you want to say. Here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you, I've been listening to you since 1990. You and Frida, I wish my parents were half as good as you.
Okay, listen. You know, I get your heart's in the right place, but please, F you.
It makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. I do this because this is one of the reasons people listen to the show, because I share my life with you. Frankly, I'm not looking for your approval. I'm not looking for your disapproval.
Right. I know that a call like that results in a payback.
I could give a rat's ass. Yeah. I really could.
That call will be measured.
Yeah, of course.
In the other direction of by course. A horrible call.
You are the worst parent ever.
Right, here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I just want to say you're something of a blast over there. I just spent two months there this summer.
In Spain?
Yeah.
My niece was over there, too, for a good chunk of time. She said she had a wonderful time.
She didn't come back pregnant, did she?
I don't know.
Okay.
I saw her at my mom's...
Not the right answer. I don't know.
I saw her at my mom's 80th birthday party because she came back over for that, and it was an amazing surprise, and she was not pregnant at that time.
So she was not showing.
She was not. And I don't think there was any unwanted pregnancy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Nope. All right, last call right here. We got a break. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Todd Marinovich was a fine young man until his overly obsessive dad let him go into the land.
Remember what I said about that other call that would come in,
right,
balancing
sure.
it all? Now you've gone from being a little worried about your son going to Spain to
right.
Todd Marinovich's dad.
Right.
Todd Marinovich, who was just grooming his son to be an NFL quarterback.
Yes, Pa Marinovich. What can I do for you?
To the land.
Pardon me?
Todd Marinovich is what he became. once his dad finally let him go.
All right, gotcha. Thank you.
One of the great disappointments in the history of the NFL.
Jesus Christ.
In the history of his father.
That guy, you know, that's the guy that, like, when his kid was a year old,
right,
he gave him a football.
Yep.
And then throughout his entire life,
had, like, a diet regimen that was designed to produce the best football body.
Right. The kid would get up in the morning and, like, dad would say, okay, now you got to go run 10 miles. Now you got to throw 1,000 perfect spirals.
The way I read an article about that guy, and the way I understood it was that it was a lot of physical preparation, preparing him physically, but unlike Tiger Woods' father, there was literally very little mental preparation, and which is almost more important.
Which is why it's not surprising. By the time the guy finally made it to the Raiders, like, yeah, his head just blowed up.
Oh, absolutely, because he had all the skills, but, you know, inside his mind, it was like, yay!
It doesn't always fail, though, because that's how my father brought me up, and as you can see, I made it okay.
With special diet restrictions.
Exactly, and the training. It's all about physical training.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, how you doing?
Hi.
Let me tell you, I'm a new listener to you guys' show, and I love it.
You know, I was thinking about, hold on a second, I was thinking about Rob's father. As Rob's training would involve getting up very early, 7:30 in the morning, and Rob's father would be sitting by the bed, and the first thing in the morning he would say, okay, what was the Mertz's apartment number? You know, just plying his brain.
And then it would be eat.
Yeah, eat.
Eat.
Okay, here's a spoonful of Cap'n Crunch.
Rob, are you eating an apple? Yes, Papa. Bad boy. Bad boy, Rob.
Here's some more Cap'n Crunch. I'll give you a spoonful. What does Larry Mondello do now? There you go. And Rob was just getting smarter and
computer
smarter.
Computer programmer, Daddy.
That's a good boy, Robbie. Here's the Cap'n Crunch.
It paid off.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, I had a question for you, Don.
Yes.
How do you think your son's going to react, you know, to the cultural differences between us and the Spanish over there?
How do I know? He'll be fine. I mean, he speaks Spanish fluently. He's an honor Spanish student. He'll do great.
That's awesome. I was an interpreter. That's why I was asking, because...
What are the major cultural differences? I am not aware of these. What are the major cultural differences?
Well, between us and Spain,
besides the smells?
I deal with mostly Eastern Europe and Central Asia, but... there's just, you know, language barriers, but since he's fluent in Spanish, it won't be a problem.
No, that's why he's going, because he's on our Spanish.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the call.
Is he aware of the main one, though, that at meals, at the I'm sorry, at the conclusion of a meal, you are required to regurgitate everything you've eaten onto the table?
You can do that.
Yeah. That's one of the big ones there, and then you eat again. See, it's called the, I think it's called este fosfuro, where you enjoy the meal first, regurgitate it, then the real meal comes.
I'll tell you one other cultural difference between us and Spain.
What's that?
All of their paintings are done on black velvet.
That's right, absolutely.
We do ours on regular canvas. Mm-hmm. They do all of their paintings on black velvet.
That's right. Yeah, and Elvis is very, very popular.
Right. Elvis is God in Spain.
And tigers.
And of course, the dog's playing poker.
Big one.
Okay, clear those lines. Clear the lines. 877-365-3636.
How will Barbie react to the cultural custom?
Well, maybe he'll learn how to steal hubcaps. You know, I don't know. Christ, what kind of a stupid question is that? Be the 100th caller now. We'll give you a shot at $500 with a secret sound.
Good.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Good luck. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It wasn't my fault. You stole my car. Where is the truck in this house? When I get confirmed, I'm going to be a man. So how come I can't drive?
Oh, you really want to get into this, huh? Who was that man that we had to pick up at camp last year for bedwetting?
That was the year before last. You could have killed those girls.
You know, that would have been interesting.
What? What did you just say?
Death just shows the ultimate absurdity of life. What is this? Are you trying to get me to lose my temper because I'm about to put you through that goddamn window? See? That's what I mean. Life is absurd.
Don't say that. God forgive you.
There is no God. Hey!
America's most cunning linguist, by Don and Mike.
Hey, if you're out there, Dennis P. Murphy, major effing star, call us after the contest.
Yeah.
You know what? You owe us an update on your 57-year-old
squeeze.
Right.
Yeah, we want to know what's going on and if you calmed her down.
Your lady. Lady Liz.
Hi.
That's her name, Lady Liz. Dennis, call us. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, am I the 100th caller?
Yep, you sure are. What's your name?
Mike Brown.
Hi, Mike. Where are you calling from?
Modesto, California.
Mike, call 100. You have won the Nick at Night prize pack. 3-hour block party every night. Tonight, it's Hillbilly Wednesday.
Oh, right.
And coincidentally, it's also Hillbilly Wednesday today on the Don and Mike show.
Fantastic.
Of course, it's also Hillbilly Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Hillbilly Friday.
Every week is Hillbilly Week.
And Brady Bunch Thursday, Andy Griffith Monday, Gilligan Tuesday, etc. Your prize, courtesy Nick at Night. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Sure will.
Here we go with $500 online with secret sound number 6. Play you the sound now, a common everyday sound.
Mm-hmm.
Play it for you. A nice stereo version.
Right.
Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Cool, Mike.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
I mean,
Godspeed.
That's a common sound that was almost guessed by somebody on the show in an earlier episode this week.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes!
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
Yes.
What is it? $500.
Is it a when you push in the?
You know, usually it's a bad sign when the guest is attempted in that way. Is it a you know, one of those thingies that
you push in the drawer for the dishwasher?
No, no, it is not. Thank you though, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
You.
I tell you, for you.
You.
You're very good. You.
They're getting closer.
All right.
Tell you that.
You. You're very good. You.
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 Mike, I don't think that you and I have to sign off on this, but I know that the other employees today around the radio station got their copies of the CBS/Infinity Broadcasting Corporation Employee Policy Manual.
Thank you for taking the time to read the Employee Manual.
Now, everybody that works here, I guess, you know, with the exception of the disc jockeys,
mm-hmm.
and maybe we do have to sign this, I don't know, had to sign this, promising that they will live up to all of the various codes.
Right. The codes are included in this green manual.
In the CBS book.
Read it thoroughly, digest the material, and then decide whether or not you want to sign.
Listen to some of the crap in here. Use of Infinity/CBS stationery.
Ah, yes.
Infinity stationery is to be used for company business only.
Oh, boy.
Our experience is that the mere use of Infinity stationery for personal correspondence automatically involves the company. It's impossible for the recipient to differentiate between individuals acting on their own or as representatives of the company.
Okay.
So you must promise not to use any stationery, which, of course, people do constantly to send mail.
I've used the company stationery, you know, just to, you know, when it was CBS, when we had the I,
right.
You know, the CBS IGI, it was actually nice to have that, just to, you know, impress people.
Right. Here's one. Now, keep in mind that we have a fantasy football league that is sponsored by our radio station,
mm-hmm.
WJFK,
right.
And that our radio station is the flagship station for the Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Betting by Infinity personnel involved in production or events they cover is inconsistent with our responsibilities, may create the perception of a conflict of interest, and therefore is prohibited.
The hotline's ringing.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Who is this?
That's Dennis.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, thank Dennis, God. I thought it might be somebody else.
Let me give you another one. Hold on. Here's the best one. Personal telephone calls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
There should be no personal telephone calls made during business hours. And any calls that are made should be limited to only those situations in which it is absolutely necessary for employees to be in touch with someone.
Right.
The same holds true for incoming personal calls.
Incoming!
Long-distance personal calls should not be made without reimbursing the company. Please, how would people who work here possibly keep in touch with their family across the country if they just didn't pick up the phone and dial?
Pretty amazing stuff.
Let me see. Oh, now, this one should only apply to G. Gordon Liddy. No firearms are allowed.
That's good. Somebody ought to give that to Wendell also.
Concealed or in an open fashion.
Andy?
Let me see. Personal mail is not allowed. You are not allowed to have the company pay for personal mail.
Well, that's right. Somewhat valid.
Okay.
They're all somewhat valid.
Let me see. Infinity does not assume responsibility for the loss of or theft of personal property brought into the station.
No, that's been proven.
Hey, it's nice to see that our company is much like a car wash. They're really behind us around here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, here's another new one. This is along the lines of the telephone rule.
Okay.
Email is provided to facilitate the company's business and should be used only for business purposes.
That's funny.
You are not allowed to use the email here for personal email.
Well, I hope this manual isn't a precursor to some big Infinity Broadcasting police sweeping down on the place. Because right now, they'd have a field day.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Let me see. Well, we've already talked about the sexual harassment video.
Right.
Yeah, is this the first year we've gotten a manual?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Do you think that has anything to do with the merger?
Actually, I got one last year, but didn't get one this year, and I still haven't seen the sexual harassment video.
Okay. Really? Oh, it's a good show, Buzz.
I'd like to see it.
You should watch it.
Starring Eve Arden.
We told the people at NOCO that Mike and I should have had starring roles in that.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, we would have been able to really, come on strong.
Hey, with a body like that, you could go places.
I don't have to take that.
No, I don't. And I don't have to take it anymore.
Well, those are the highlights. You
may
know?
I see?
Sure. No email, no phone calls.
Right.
The Infinity Employee Policy Manual. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi. Dennis P. Murphy, major effing star. Now, if you missed yesterday's episode, Dennis worked his way back into our good graces by proving that he had actually flown to Arizona to meet a 57-year-old broad who he had encountered on the internet. Dennis told us he had sex with her 15 times over 4 days.
And that she was in love with him.
Yes, and that she kind of looked like Bette Midler.
Yes.
She didn't want to go on the air yesterday.
We honored her wishes.
So Dennis graciously gave us her phone number. I called her on the radio, but while holding the phone to my ear so her voice didn't go out.
Right.
And actually did speak to Liz, who confirmed that she indeed was in an adult relationship.
Well, did she confirm it, or what did she say?
With Dennis Murphy. I think what she said was she was upset by the question.
Oh, and she is still upset.
Really? Now, why is she upset? When you talked to her last night, why is she upset, Dennis?
I've been trying to get a hold of her. I was trying to get a hold of her all last night, right? And she would not pick up the phone. When she picked up, I said, "Miss, it's me, and she hung up. So I got this email from her.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yes, please.
The subject is, "You are a son of a bitch."
Wow. Oh, my. Now, when you met this girl on the internet,
mm-hmm.
you told her that you were involved in a radio show, right?
I said I was involved in the Don and Mike show, yes.
Okay.
And this is how the email reads.
Okay.
"Mr. Murphy, you took someone who cared for you and rubbed their face in the sewer. The only one living in the sewer is going to be you. God forgive you for what you have done, you son of a bitch."
What did you do?
What did you do that was so bad?
I don't know, Mike.
When you gave us the phone number yesterday, mm-hmm. when we called her,
yeah.
I mean, everybody heard it.
Yeah.
I could not have been politer with the woman. I said, "Hi, I'm a friend of Dennis's."
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we just wanted to make sure that you were, you know, giving us the straight skinny here. And
yeah.
When you guys spent those days together, did you talk about being on the radio? I mean, it's one of the most important things in your life.
Yes, I did speak with her about being on the radio, and I think I told her about my time when I was in Reno when I couldn't get it up.
All right, okay, so I'm
at the whorehouse, right?
Yeah.
Now, did she, so that's all she said to you, huh?
No, this is going to take time to mend.
Well, I mean, are you going to try to mend it?
I thought when you talked to us yesterday that you didn't really care for her, that she scared you off.
No. When she said, "I love you," yes, that scared me off. But I don't. God, she is extremely pissed, I think.
Is giving you what?
extremely pissed.
Oh, she's, all right, she's extremely pissed at you. But I mean, the thing is, do you see this relationship mending at some point, or do you think?
At this time, I don't think so.
I mean, you obviously, you know, didn't know that she would be this upset.
What is she pissed about exactly?
I can't speak with her because she won't talk to me.
Have you emailed her?
I emailed her, and also I got online with her, and I said, "Miss, I'm sorry for upsetting you. I didn't mean to upset you." And her comeback was, "You destroyed me. And I don't want to talk to you again."
See, Dennis, that sounds a little nutty, don't you think?
How could you possibly have destroyed her? Because all I did was call her up and say, "Hi, I'm a friend of Dennis's."
I know.
Are you involved in an adult relationship with Dennis?
When you asked that question, did she sound upset?
Well, she sounded a little screwy when she picked up the phone.
I mean, so maybe she was upset.
Maybe she's upset.
Did she ever express to you her feelings about, you know, radio or anything like that?
No.
Well, you got to make that right, Dennis. You got to pursue that and just try to, you know, make her understand that, you know, I mean, it's no big deal.
Well, does she mean anything to you but beyond being a piece of ass?
No,
a 57-year-old piece of ass?
Oh, no, she is a good person, but I don't see the relationship going on.
All right, then in the rearview mirror.
Well, yeah. And then move on, Dennis. Move on with your life.
Don't sweat it.
But, you know, it seems like whenever I get in trouble whenever I speak about what I do on the radio.
Well, I mean, Dennis, we all have to be aware of that, Dennis.
But, Dennis, you said she lives in the Phoenix area, right?
Yes.
Our show's not on in Phoenix.
Thank God.
So there would be no way that she would know that you had gotten on the radio and said that you banged her 15 times.
You're right, Don.
Which is why I wonder why she was so upset.
Right, that she might be just a little, you know.
Gone.
Yeah, but, you know, and also, two consenting adults have a relationship, c'est la vie.
Yeah.
Right. You kissed and told, Dennis.
Time.
You kissed and told.
Listen, you banged her hard, Dennis.
And you told us about it.
Okay.
Just like many people have told us about their relationships.
Yeah, but I just want to give you an update.
Did you use protection?
Oh, no, she's 57.
But, Dennis, stranger things have happened.
Well, I did not.
You did not?
No.
All right.
So you did not pull out?
And it's not just preventing pregnancy, Dennis.
Oh, no.
It's preventing disease.
I know I screwed it a couple times.
What if he gets the drip from her?
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
God. My family said, "You couldn't use protection? I didn't see a need to because,
You discussed this with your family, the fact that you banged a 57-year-old?
Yeah, a certain
Like, not your mom or dad, right?
No.
Who is it, your brother?
Brothers and sisters.
Oh, okay.
Well, Dennis, you have to make that decision whether you want to just move on or whether you want to, you know, try to make this situation right.
I just want to be able to speak with her, man.
Well, I would say your best goal is to, you know, explain the whole situation with an email if you're concerned about it, because you're not going to probably get through with a phone call.
I don't think so.
If I was you, I'd send her an email and say, "What are you mad about?"
Right.
You know, rather than just immediately go in a chat room and type in your standard response for everything, which is, "I'm sorry." I would write, "Liz, you know, what are you mad about?
What are you upset about? Tell me what you're, you know, why are you saying this?"
Mm-hmm.
And if she gets back to you, she gets back to you. Yeah,
right.
But that's the best way to do it.
I would
do what Don said. Avoid the immediate, "I'm sorry," until you find out what you should be sorry about.
Yeah.
Does she have varicose veins?
A couple places on her legs.
Mm-hmm. On her legs?
Yeah.
See, Dennis, your love of radio, you see, I mean, she can't hear this, but I mean, you know, that would be a reason that she, if she was listening, why she would be upset.
Yeah.
You're talking about her varicose veins.
Oh, okay.
Does she have cottage cheese on her ass?
Not really.
Well, you know, Dennis, now that you've found out the demo that you're right for,
maybe you can pursue more women in that demo.
Yeah, maybe you should, like, go to Denny's at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Amen.
Go to the Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
One of those places where old broads hang out.
But I want to find a lady where I can have some offspring.
Yeah, Yeah.
You wanna have some kids?
Eventually.
Well, Dennis, you're 40.
Huh?
I mean, you better get cracking.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's, guys can father kids till they're 80 years old, but I mean, you want to be able to play with your kids. You know, you don't want to be blowing spit bubbles.
You don't want to be Larry King.
Yeah, right.
Larry King.
Or Gif.
I want to get married within the next 2 years. That's my main goal.
All right, well, you know, you keep on hanging in there.
You know, we're finding out so much about Dennis Murphy since he started to open up to us the last couple of days.
I would say there are women out there that might respond to that. Dennis wants to settle down. You want to settle down and have a family?
Settle down, have a family, have a nice house.
Hey, Dennis, didn't you run into somebody either on the internet or make contact with somebody who had the same condition that you had? And you said you got along.
A couple of people.
The Moesha syndrome?
And you said,
Mobius syndrome.
Right, Moesha syndrome.
But didn't you say that you had a conversation or some kind of contact with a woman that you kind of dug?
And we still talk, okay? We still email occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's a nice girl.
Hey, Dennis, this 57-year-old.
Yeah?
How is she in the rank?
Oh, she hasn't had it for 21 years, so...
Does she have any skills?
I think so, yeah.
Did she do everything to you?
Yes.
She did, to completion?
Yes.
And how would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was 10 plus for me.
Did she have to take her teeth out?
Oh, no. Oh, why did you say that?
Because she's 57.
No, she had all her teeth.
And did you see her without her wig on?
Oh, she had no wig.
No wig?
Okay, all right. So it was a good experience for you.
Good experience. And now goal is trying to lend it.
I don't know. We'll
move on.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Well, I'm going to try to be... in a talking stage with her. I don't think anything else is going to happen.
You never know. You could. I mean, if you write the email the right way, I mean, you might be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you want to pursue this relationship.
Well, she's 2,400 miles away.
Right.
Yeah, Brian, and she's 17 years older than you.
Yes. But, 17, I know.
And you're looking to settle down.
I'm looking to settle down.
And have kids.
Have kids.
She have varicose veins on her boobies?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
She have any hairs coming out of her boobs?
Oh.
Hey, that's not just confined to 57, though.
I know, I'm just asking questions.
That could be young women can have that.
I'm asking questions about the ladies.
You and I both know that.
Yes, we sure
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Well,
Dennis, maybe you can win her back. You know, send her some flowers and some Metamucil. Send her some Depends undergarments.
And a box of candy.
Oh, God.
All right, well, Dennis, let us know what happens.
Oh, I'll let you know what happens, but my goal is to get to talk to her again.
All right, well, we wish you the best of luck with that, Dennis.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you for sharing with us.
I know, but each time I share, I get burned.
Now Dennis is going into that familiar pattern of trying to lengthen the amount of time he's on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to lengthen it.
Yes, you are.
Huh? Dennis, I would disagree. I would say that you do not get burned every time.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Okay.
All right.
Don,
yes.
I wish you well in your next 30 days without your kid.
Thank you. It was grand having you on the show again, Dennis.
Hey, Don, if you want, I know you don't have many nights alone. Is that me over for dinner one night?
Dennis, you know that that would be involved in a wager.
Right. Goodbye, Dennis.
So, there's no hell. There's no chance in hell, eh?
No chance.
Okay. Mike, you have a great night.
Thank you so much, Dennis. Good to have you on the air again.
Don, see you later, father-in-law.
Okay, goodbye. Right, goodbye.
Okay, and Buzz?
Yes, Dennis.
I'm going to take your life and move on.
Ever forward.
Ever forward, and...
Okay, hang up now.
Hang up?
Yes.
Is that why I put the phone in the cradle?
Come on.
Okay.
This is why we had the problem we did begin with. Just hang up.
You're addicted. He's addicted to it.
Yeah, there he goes.
It's not good enough. I'm
there
sorry.
I don't know.
He slipped back again. Right at the end. Right at the end, he just went so...
He couldn't
do
it. There's a part of me that still thinks the whole thing might be crap.
Mm-hmm.
It might all be hinky.
You never know.
It might be Dennis pulling a grand scheme on us.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Listening to all this, I was wondering if the woman, maybe she thinks that this whole thing's like some radio prank, that she's been the butt of the joke of the whole thing.
Well, I don't think so.
She does. She's wrong.
Any woman that would go to bed with Dennis 15 times... I mean, that would be the cruelest radio prank ever.
I
mean, she banged him for a whole weekend. All we did was call her for 30 seconds yesterday. And
yeah, there's no way she would think that's a prank.
No.
Who knows? You know, it's between her and Dennis.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, you know how it usually takes, like, your relatives, like, a couple days for you to get sick and tired of them again? Dennis Murphy managed to do it in an hour and 15 minutes today.
Are you already sick of him?
Put his head on a block. I don't believe this crap to begin with anyway.
All right.
And I'd rather listen to Homo Joe and Todd Marinovich's father than any more Dennis Murphy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
It took a while to get the call through, but I'll tell you a story about a gal named Lisa. She has a half-brother with a Spanish visa. She went and got hitched in a moment of glee. Sue, Donald be a grandpa with a kid on his knee.
Except her name is Amy.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
You do it.
Oh, dear.
You let me down with that song. Goodbye.
One too many tries.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah.
Hey.
Didn't you say, listen.
What?
God damn it. Didn't you say that he was missing a hand, he's got a stump?
Yeah, yes.
I wonder if he stump humps her.
We were wondering the same thing.
Yes,
I was just curious about that.
I don't doubt that perhaps he did somehow manipulate her.
Is he
well, there's a term for it. Stump pumped her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oop, what am I doing? Hi, you're on the air.
Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
I got a pretty funny story about Charlie Stossel. I wanted to give you guys some ammunition before he came in.
Oh, I want everybody to know that. And Charlie Stossel, the movie man, is coming in today.
Good.
When I got my sheet rundown from Charles Broyhill that says, for instance, let me see, July 19th, I had to do a commercial today. New station starts today. The yodeling lady will be with us next Tuesday.
All
the
right.
lady whose CD we played yesterday. P.S., this is not her American debut.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in America before.
Okay.
Stossel will be here at 4:15. He has the boy with him and would like you not to make any bathtub jokes today.
Very good.
So,
very good.
Be forewarned.
Mm-hmm.
No bathtub jokes today while Stossel's in the house.
Amen.
Hey, I live out in Woodbridge and I work out at a Gold's Gym. And
of course, I just want to say, I can vouch for myself and, of course, for Mike and for Buzz, who's very trustworthy. Mm-hmm. I cannot vouch for what might be in the Stossel mailbag.
Yeah,
however.
There's nothing we can do about the letters.
And we do have another letter today from his favorite inmate in D.C. in the treatment facility.
Excellent.
So,
can't wait to hear it.
That's coming up.
I was working out at the gym, and I was on an exercise bike, and there was a girl that came in and sat next to me, and she had a full water bottle, her clothes were dry, she was ready to work out, and I'd seen her there before. And Charlie Stossel came over, and he sat down next to her on the bike across. And he didn't even turn that bike on. And he was sitting there talking to her, getting ready to talk to her. And she gave me one look of disgust, and she got up, and she actually went and worked out. And I felt so bad for Charlie, because he just sat there, and he kept pedaling, and the bike wasn't even turned on. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
So wait a minute. You
turned on, like, a life cycle? You started pedaling it without turning it on?
Yeah, because she had just sat down to start riding the bike. She had, like I said, full water bottle. She was dry. She just got to the gym.
So did what's the point of this?
Charlie Stossel's coming in. He's here. He's coming into the microphone right now.
Here he is now. Hi, Charlie.
I have not been to work out because in the summer I go biking. I haven't been to that gym in, 3 months.
Oh, all right.
I haven't been there in a long time either.
Well, when are you saying this happened, sir?
This is probably about maybe 5 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago.
Not true, Charlie?
No.
Not true. All right, thank you.
Liar!
Goodbye.
All right,
goodbye.
Bye, guys.
All right, get out of here. Your segment's not, it's not time for your segment yet. Bye-bye. There he is. Charlie Stossel.
He's a little winded, like maybe he ran up here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike, how you doing?
Bobby, you wait right here.
I wanted to make sure I wasn't scooping Buzz.
What?
Before I said anything, I wanted to make sure I wasn't scooping Buzz about the latest Survivor website, snafu.
Now, what's the latest?
They posted tomorrow's webpage today at 3:15 for about 10 minutes.
See, you know what? I don't believe all of this crap. I don't believe that even though we work for CBS and we know what an effed up company it is.
Right.
I don't think with the one thing they've got going for them, which is Survivor, I can't imagine that they would be so mismanaged.
There'd be only one way to prove it. Did they post the webpage with who got voted off tonight?
Yeah, they did. And actually, I work down the street. If you want me to drop it off?
No, just tell us.
Yeah, tell us who got voted off.
Do you want to tell your whole audience?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, if they posted it on the webpage, then we'll know whether it's true or not.
They said it was Greg. Greg gets kicked off tonight.
All right, then we'll find out tonight.
Okay.
And if Greg does get kicked off tonight, then they did screw up.
Right.
And then maybe you know, all bets are off as far as the way they're running this thing.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe this is just some guy who's calling us up, just jerking our chin. Because at this point, you have, like, what, how many are left? Eight?
Eight are left.
You know,
right.
You got a 1-8 shot, and you know that it's not going to be Richard or Rudy or Susan
right.
or Jervis that's kicked off tonight. So really, it's a 25% shot. It's a 1-4 shot on who's going to get kicked off tonight.
I can bring it down to you guys if you'd like, but, I mean, if not, that's okay, too.
So you have it in front of you?
Yes, I do.
What's it say?
I can read it for you verbatim if you like.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. And what is the website that you went to? What's the address?
It was Survivor's website, www.cbs.com/survivor, and it was at 3:15. If you went there for like 10 minutes, it was up, and you could see the whole thing.
All right, what did it say? Read it to us, please.
Greg Buis, I guess it's his last name, B-U-I-S. The lovely eccentric Ivy League graduate was voted off Paolo Tiga tonight. Greg invented the nature phone during his island stay, using a coconut as imaginary communications device. Though loved by his fellow tribe members for an impressive sense of humor and a somewhat defiant view of island living, Greg was unable to form a protective alliance. His stay on Paolo Tiga ended after 24 days. This is the best time I ever had, he noted after walking off the tribal council.
Now, see, it sounds legit.
You know what? See, when you read it, as opposed to telling us about it,
right.
It gives it so much more credibility.
Sure.
Sounds like they really
effed
up.
Print it out and,
what
and
kind of moron.
The whole thing.
Man, if they did that.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Wee! No. Take it off. It's for tomorrow.
Get to know Charlie.
I'm very, very sorry.
Or is it a red herring?
It could be, too. That's the other theory.
What is a red herring?
There's been talk of this before. A false clue. Something that isn't going to happen. Something to throw off people who are looking for just this kind of mistake.
Well, how long did you say that this was up on the Survivor website?
Probably 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, they
that's a pretty
got it
short...
up and it was down like 10 minutes.
We should call CBS to find out if somebody really did
that's
that.
That's a pretty short window.
Yeah.
You know, we will. That's an excellent idea.
Just to find out. You want me to bring you guys a copy?
No, we believe you now that you read it to us.
Sure.
I mean, because that's not something you could just make up off the top of your head. Like with all the facts about that guy.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Man,
it was a hoax. So much of this is so much fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Either way, anything that plays out on this is fun.
You know, why don't you see if Stossel can wait a second. And Robbie, give me the number of CBS, I guess, in New York, right?
Yeah, CBS.
Or in L.A. Or maybe someone can find out the number of the CBS web design units.
Call one of those floors located high above the China Grill.
Right. Yeah, we'll just give them a call.
Okay.
Oh, you got a number right now? Beauty.
Here we go.
Here we go.
There's got to be somebody that would be able to tell us, you know, was there an incorrect...
Well, you know what? They won't admit it, though.
Yeah.
They won't. If they effed up, they won't
CBS.
Admit it. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We work for CBS. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. Can we talk to somebody in CBS's internet department?
You want new media or you want the internet group?
Internet group, please.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you, baby. Excellent.
Palumbo?
Palumbo.
Yeah.
Palumbo. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We work for CBS. Do you mind going on the air with us for a second?
Yes, Survivor website. That's right.
The rule is I have to take her off the air.
Yeah, all right. We have to take her
off. Hold on a second, honey. Robbie, pick up and tell her what we're calling.
Tell her what we need to find out about and see if she knows. She hung up? Oh, just hung up. Oh, my.
You know, I hate that.
He was a whore.
God damn, I hate that stupid rule about having to tell people they're on the air.
Rob should call back to find out if,
call during the commercials.
No, please. Just call during the
commercials. What if it's not here? Yes, we did have it up for 10 minutes. Somebody's ass is grass.
Yeah, well, you know, they won't admit it.
No.
But the proof will be in the pudding tonight.
When that guy read it, it just had
it
so
sure
legit.
Did sound legit when he read it.
Yeah, if somebody else gets voted off, won't we have been all had?
Yeah. I mean, the guy on the phone sounded like a King Doofus.
Right.
When he was talking to us until it was time to read it. Is this the website? Or what is this? What did you just bring me, Lisa?
I had a caller that called a little bit, like right at the beginning of the show, and he told me he was on CBS website for Survivor, and he had seen it, and then they took it off while he was on it. He had already saved it, so I had him email it to me, so that was...
Oh, it says...
Taken off that and emailed to me.
It says Greg gets voted off tonight with 6 votes. That Jenna gets 3 votes, and 1, 2... Hold on, wait a minute, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Greg gets 6 votes, split. And Jenna gets 3 votes.
Wow.
That looks pretty official, doesn't it?
That does indeed.
Somebody actually sent us the actual page.
The Survivor page I'm getting now is blank.
Of course it is.
Is it really, Buzz?
It's a white page that says document done.
This is such a breaking story.
Maybe they have some.
These CBS shows, Big Brother and Survivor, have been front page news, and this is huge if this is happening right
Maybe
now.
They effed up. Well, listen, if anybody cares, here's how the voting goes tonight, according to the CBS website. Colleen votes Jenna. Jervis votes Jenna. Jenna votes Greg. Kelly votes Greg. Richard votes Greg. Rudy votes Greg. Sean votes Greg. Susan votes Greg. And Greg votes Jenna.
Now, you know, you were saying if there by some chance he gets voted off, that will be the proof that it's not a hoax. Because
we'll be able to count
right
here that there were 6 votes against Greg.
Now, if somebody's really brilliant, they'll throw that up there on the website to just gauge the interest. But I don't think so. I don't. Why would they do that?
They don't need to. It's the biggest. It's the only show on TV that people really care about.
There's no need for them to do that. This was somebody making a mistake. We got to find out about that. We got to call that internet department.
You know, the guy on the phone was absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody at CBS effed it up. They got one good thing going,
and they blow it.
And somebody effed it up.
Unbelievable. Looking that way.
Imagine that.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Okay, this goes on tomorrow, but don't hit that button, Joe! Don't hit that button! Whoa! We're in trouble now!
All right, so it's Greg and Jenna tonight. It ends up being Greg that's voted off.
Wow. Pretty interesting.
All right, well, if nothing else, we'll all be watching. We got to do a break, and Stossel is here. No bathtub talk, please. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, listen, based on the conversation I just heard Rob having,
yes,
with someone at CBS.com, I have to say, there's a very good chance they effed up.
Oh, my God, why are they being tight-lipped about it?
No, the guy said to Rob they've had some problems with the website.
They said there's been a history of problems with the website. We've gotten 3 calls about this. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't really comment because he doesn't watch Survivor, but he hates Big Brother. He agreed with me that it was effed up, but we didn't say that.
The funniest part was at the end of the conversation, Rob said, I'm going to use a word. I don't want you to be offended by this. But why does it seem it's the one good thing that CBS has, and they eff it up?
I don't know. They've got the site down. They're doing some investigation. And I said, just possible to give them away. I said, do you think someone has hacked in and done this as a prank? I don't know, sir. They've pulled down the website for investigation. So
it did happen then.
It must
have. That's obviously true.
Yeah.
All the Survivor pages are still blank. I've just sicked the Associated Press on the story as well.
I hope they give us credit for it, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That guy who called in.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Don, Mike, I just wanted to let you know that you just totally ruined my husband and my evening tonight, because we anticipate Survivor every week.
Oh, please, yeah. Like, you can't go anywhere and read all of the prognostications about who might be voted off.
I know, but it's like, you know, we've been talking about this all day. And
well, you know, I'm a big watcher of Survivor now, too, and it doesn't bother me that I know the results. If anything, I think it's going to make it more fun to watch
tonight. What is great is, yes, you will watch, and now you'll have a real stake in the show.
Because
now you're gonna say, I listened to Don and Mike today, and they might have uncovered, through one of their fantastic listeners, a gigantic F-up by CBS.
It's a huge scoop that we're breaking right here. I guess nobody else had. If the guy said they've had 3 calls.
Right. Watch it tonight and see.
And furthermore,
that part of it is cool.
You'll really enjoy it because you can watch how they're cutting the show together. Since they already know how it's going to end, you can see if they're painting any clues. It'll be more fun for you.
Yeah. Or maybe I just won't tell my husband I heard this.
That's a great idea. That's even fun, too.
Or it could be wrong.
Right.
Or maybe it's wrong. So just don't worry about it, okay?
Thanks.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
TV, very important during the summer to some people.
Hello. Very important year-round to some of us, Mike.
I understand that.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Calling from New York. Want to let you guys know that you're not alone up here. I've been listening to you guys since
you guys replaced that jackass from L.A. Come on.
All right, him, Tom Lickass. Well,
yeah,
listen.
Tom Lickass, Tom Jackass. And,
yes.
You know, I've been listening. I've never had a radio show before where I'll turn it on and won't shut it off until it's completed.
Well, God, I hope
you
the ratings.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, for God's sakes, I hope the ratings company calls you.
That's for sure. That's fantastic.
I haven't
fantastic.
Got a phone call yet.
Well, you know, we really appreciate the support, and we are, you know, even with all the talk, and I know a lot of people, this got back to a lot of people that we were talking about our New York situation, we are both very confident that the show will be very successful in New York.
Well, listen, make no mistake about it.
You guys will definitely do great. And Buzz, by the way, Fez wants your home address. He was talking about it last
night. That's what I hear, yeah.
We would not have talked about how crappy our ratings were
right.
if we weren't positive that they were going to eventually go up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the content you guys are doing is better than Radio Edit in the morning and you know, better than ONA, even though I like them. And I think you guys will do fine.
Don't say about ONA. You know, we like ONA. They're like our only friends there.
Yeah.
No, I do too. I mean, that's how I found out about you guys. But you're going to... Great show.
All right, thank you. You're very nice.
That's very nice of you.
I was going to tell you that I heard from somebody up on the third floor today.
Uh-huh.
It was from Jimmy McClure.
Yeah.
That either Ron or Fez said,
hey,
that they were going to call the show up today to try to speak to you.
Oh, that'd be great. I look forward to it.
Because they love you so much.
That'd be fun.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yo, guys, how's it going?
Yo.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you guys. You guys, I'm calling from New York also. You guys kick ass. Thank God you replaced that faggot Tom Lick ass.
Well, you know, listen. There'll be some other faggot on unless you guys give us some ratings.
Yeah, we're looking for everybody to spread the word up there.
Hey, power to Don and Mike, man.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, I did actually hear last night Fez is going to, I think, is actually going to attempt to call in.
we'll take the call. You know what? As a matter of fact, if he doesn't get through on the request line, Fez should just call and get the hotline.
Absolutely.
So we'll put him on. Is Fez the one who loves Buzz?
Yeah, he's the gay one that Ron was making fun of by going, hey.
Hey. Wait, the other one's not gay?
No, Ron's not gay, but Fez is, I think.
Oh.
All right, well, we'll find that out, too.
All right, thank you.
RonFez.com, there's a hilarious macromedia flash cartoon of his.
Hey.
Hey, major gay content on The Real World. I know we've been talking about Survivor, but I'm kind of hooked on The Real World now down in New Orleans, and I'll tell you right now, they had a bunch of young boys in the hot tub last night. And it was the, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm watching it with my nephew, and all of a sudden I realized, he said, I'm going to my job as a bartender, and he's working without his shirt on.
I'm trying to call CBS.
Very good.
Who did you ask for? Oh, Internet Division.
Internet Division, then ask for the help desk.
Okay.
The help desk like you'd have on a computer.
Survivor page is still blank.
How many people in the real world are gay? Is there only one gay guy?
I think that it's just one guy, and I was still new to it. You know, I'm still, like, getting up to speed with the cast. There's one hot girl who's, like, got a relationship going with a doctor, but then they do this whole thing on the guy, and they obscure the face, they pixelate the face of his lover. And last night it ended up where he came down and brought him some Chinese food for Valentine's Day, and it showed him just rubbing each other's hands. They had a close-up.
Can I speak to your Internet Division, please? I'm calling about my favorite show, Survivor. I'm calling because I'm very upset. I went on the Survivor website today at 3:09, and I printed a page that says Greg will be the person kicked off the island tonight with 6 votes. And I'm very upset by this. It will ruin the show for me. May I please speak to... Yes. It's obvious now they're being swamped with calls because now the lady at the front desk said, what is it in reference to?
Right.
How may I help you?
Right.
Hold on a second, please.
This is interesting.
And you know, when you were talking about all the gay people on The Real World, I got a call last night from this guy I know on radio who listened to the show yesterday.
Yeah.
There is a generic name shout, Big Joe. And he's going to send it to us for whatever Homo Joe's on the show.
Fantastic. That'll be great.
He has to clip off the guy's last name.
Homo right. Joe would have enjoyed being in this hot tub last night that they had. They had a bunch of guys. He brought a bunch of boys back from his gay bar, and they jumped in the hot tub together. And then nothing happened.
The guy's name is like Big Joe O'Brien. So
Big Joe. Are you getting through?
Now I am getting voicemail.
All right. No surprise.
Hold on. Let me call back. 212-975. All right. So call back real quickly.
If I'm not mistaken, The Real World ended with this guy, best Valentine's present ever.
Oh, my.
You know, the real world, I mean, they include that lifestyle very, very prominently
on the show The Real World. Somebody on Big Brother's a homo.
There's been talk of that. We don't know that for sure yet.
Well, I still watch Big Brother. We watched it last night.
Right.
You know, we got nothing going on. We watch that every night.
A couple of straight couples almost hooked up last night.
They had all the people on Big Brother were dressing up like you. Yeah, hello? I just called a moment ago and I got put through to voicemail. May I please speak to someone in your internet division, the help desk? No conversation, just a phone ringing.
Very good.
You know, I wish we could put these calls on the air.
No, I really do.
If only.
And then somebody gets on the other line and goes, hey. Yeah.
Hello? Hello. Yes, hi. My name is Fester. I'm calling you from...
Uncle Fester.
From the Baltimore area. How are you today? I'm doing just fine. Listen, I am a huge fan of the Survivor show, and to a lesser extent, the Big Brother show. I was on the Survivor website today at 3:09 p.m. and printed out a sheet that tells me that Greg will be voted off the island tonight, and I'm very upset by this. The newsroom, I was looking for the help desk at the internet division. Yes. May I speak to Dan Rather?
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
No, really. Put me through to the help desk, please.
Wouldn't that be something?
Thank you. 8005. Thank you.
A dumb bitch put me through to CBS News. Do you have to call back or?
No, he's transferring me.
There. He's the dumb bitch?
No. Yeah, who is this, please? Eugene. Hello, my name is Fester. I'm calling you from Baltimore, Maryland. How are you today, sir? I'm very, very upset with my CBS channel. I'm very upset with my CBS web. I went on CBS.com/Survivor at approximately an hour and a half ago today, and I printed out a page that shows me that Greg will be voted off the island tonight. I'm very upset by this. It has ruined the program for me. It says Greg will receive 6 votes and Jenna will receive 3 votes. How could you possibly put this on your website hours before the show airs?
Just help desk department. Nobody has the answer.
The information is this, that there ain't one goddamn show on CBS that I watch, okay, except Survivor. Who wants to see that friggin' cow, Tyne Daly? Okay? And frankly, I don't care if kids say the darndest things. I don't watch it. The only thing I watch on Channel 1-3, which is my CBS station, is Survivor. And now you've effed it up for me. You've effed it up for me. Because now I know that Greg's getting voted off tonight. Let me speak to the webmaster.
Webmaster.
No, do not document this. Let me speak to somebody. Let me speak to somebody, please. Yes.
Any confirmation or denial?
No, it was like talking to an intern.
Okay.
A guy who said it's his job to write down any complaints.
Web page is still blank.
So I'm waiting.
They've taken it off.
Yeah.
There's nothing there for Survivor.
Now I'm waiting to be put through. Hey, you know what? Why don't you pick it up? We'll be mother and father.
All right. Very
There's
good.
No reason you can't play this game, too.
We'll be mother and father on, you know, without hearing the other end. All right.
Okay. I'm on the hotline. There you go.
Hello.
Hello, mother.
Hello, father. I like the Survivor. I just don't know. It says all I have to look forward to is the show. Father?
He went to get somebody for us.
I want to speak to the webmaster. Why are they doing this to us?
Get me Les Moonves.
I'm not happy with these people screwing up with my... the TV, and now we finally... I said, Father, we shouldn't have purchased a computer.
You know, they haven't picked up yet.
Nothing but trouble.
They still haven't picked up. CBS, Jesus Christ.
I'm quite ill, and I rely on my TV.
And I like to look at the porn, but I don't like people knowing that I'm looking at the porn.
Father?
Yes, Mother.
I heard that Fez was going to call Don and Mike today.
He wants Buzz.
He wants Buzz's address so he can go
violate
over
him.
And violate him. Hey.
Hey. Some old guy doing the wrong bit.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, this is taking an unfortunate amount.
This is having ponderous, man.
I don't like these people. They're
so
very, very sick.
To summarize, I'm very, very sick.
Well,
I called and got this guy.
Right.
This guy who is nothing more than, you know, the Rob A, no offense, of CBS, who picked up the phone and just said, hey, I'll be glad to take your information.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then when I said, let me talk to somebody else, now we're on hold, and we've been on hold for
forever.
You're going on 5 minutes now.
This is not acceptable.
Right.
We're just simply trying to get information. What we're actually trying to get is a confirmation or a denial.
Well, the more I look at it, the more I think it's real. And especially since Buzz says he's gone to the website, he's just blank now.
Right.
Well, you know what? We'll know tomorrow for sure, but it would be great just to get a confirmation from CBS.
Yes, somebody screwed up.
Oh, come on.
Now, if you're running that department, though, that's the last thing you do, right?
Right.
Because that just makes it even worse. Because then it hits the story. You know, it hits the news wires that, you know, it was revealed. A source at CBS Internet Relations confirmed. We're doing, you know, in our own little way, we're being investigative journalists here.
Oh, yes. But they are not being very helpful.
We are being mother and father trying to...
Hello?
They're not nice.
They're not picking up the phone. This sucks.
Rat bastards.
This sucks. Well, you know what? Hold on. I'll just call back one more time.
All right.
Okay.
Let me hang up.
Okay. Yeah.
Right,
you gotta hang up too.
Oh, I've lost my headphones now. I can't find them. I can't find my headphones.
Are you ready, Mother?
Wait a minute.
Come on, Mother.
Everything's old.
Don't ring it at CBS.
It's completely...
It's the hotline.
Hold on a second. I've lost my headphones.
Oh. You are like Mother. Hello? Hello? You with me?
Hello?
There you go.
Hello? It's ringing.
Hello?
It's ringing now.
No one's picking up, Mother.
Why not?
I don't know, Mother. I'm calling CBS New York City.
Is this the... CBS.
Here I am wondering how come the CBS stock never budges. Listen to this. It's like 25 rings to answer the phone.
It budged today, my friend. Yes, it did, but it didn't budge in the proper direction, I believe.
Oh, really?
I don't. I'll give you a confirmation. I'm just basing that.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You may call me Father.
Hello, did we get through?
Hello, may we please speak to Les Moonves?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You're very nice. Thank you. What is she going to do?
That's a man's name, Mother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's one of them fag names.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Viacom stock up a point and a half today.
Can you put me through to anybody in your programming department?
How
about Mr. Faoli, who is your director of programming services?
We want to know about Survivor. We've... Someone...
Mr. Faoli, please. Raymond Faoli.
We want to find out about... Hello?
Phone's ringing, Mother.
She didn't say goodbye.
No, she didn't.
Bitch.
Oh, Mother.
C-word.
I'm drinking, Father. Drinking a lot.
That's all right, Mother.
It's all right for me. It helps my feet. My feet are so swollen. Oh, it's voicemail.
You know, voicemail.
The hell with them.
Jesus Christ. You know, the TV side is more effed up than the radio side. I swear to God it is.
Somebody screwed up. Just admit it.
Right. They effed up.
And now they're coming up in that magical 5 o'clock East Coast time when it probably was 4:30 there, you know, where they all scattered.
Right. Jesus. How about that lady at the front desk there? She had so much attitude they should hire her to work here.
Amen.
Yeah. CBS, yes. How may I help you? Oh, you're calling about Survivor.
He's in L.A.
Yeah, please. Jesus.
Shut up.
All right, well, you know, we've taken this as far as we can, but you heard it here first.
Very good.
First. You heard it here first.
But first,
we didn't believe that Greg's voted off. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Get a good receptionist.
Hey, buddy.
Calling to let you know that Channel 9 is also aware of the story, and they haven't made a decision as to whether or not to air it yet, but it's quite comical if you call them and hear their take on it as well.
Well, you called Channel 9. That's the CBS affiliate in D.C. What did they say?
They said that they weren't aware of it, that they had some calls. They didn't know if it was true or not, and they don't know if they're going to go with the story or not.
That's like if you have a problem with an airline going to the gate check attendant.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I was just calling to ask a question about this Survivor thing.
What?
Isn't Greg, doesn't he have the immunity necklace?
No, he did last week. He had immunity.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure about that.
Thanks. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yes. I just had to let you know. I didn't know if you guys heard about the prediction of actually who won in the website that you can go to.
Of course we have. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I didn't know.
Radio up too loud. Last call. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys. Hey, I don't know if I missed somebody saying this, but I think that even if it turns out that it is Greg that gets voted off tomorrow, that doesn't mean that they're not devious enough to do that, to, like, throw this little seed out there to make you think that it was a mistake.
You know what? If that was true, they would have done it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They would have done it yesterday, so it made all the papers.
It serves them no purpose to do this 5 hours before the show airs.
Right.
And, you know, based on the conversations that Mike and I just had off the air with the inner workings of CBS TV,
right.
There's no way they're bright enough to come up with this.
No way. It's too subtle, and there's nothing subtle about television.
Right.
They've got us going, though, right?
Well, they do because, I mean, it's a hit show, but, I mean, I think this is kind of a screw-up, and that's what makes it more interesting.
Right. That's why we're going with it.
I don't think anybody did it on purpose.
Is Bob there by any chance? Bob Stack?
Bob Stack, you mean like Robert Stack?
Yeah.
Who would say,
if he's there, I would just like to hear him say aloud, Rico, cover the back.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
All right. I was going to do the Robert Stack, he just blew it. I'm sorry.
He had his own agenda.
He had his own agenda, but I was going to say, Raymond Fioli was lying.
Hello, Don, Mike show. What? Yep. Hello, Don and Mike.
The people at CBS were lying all along.
Hello, you're on the air.
I heard that Bart got kicked off the island and he got sent to Spain.
He did. By Black Peter. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Goodbye. All right, that's enough of that. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's time for Charlie Stossel. Let me just fly through a couple of quick calls here. And right on to the mother trucker. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
As a humble listener and your number one rated show here in Greenville, I got to ask you, please, 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 between 5:30 and 10 minutes till 6, don't say anything about Greg getting voted off tonight.
Why?
Because my wife and I bet sexual favors on Survivor, and I'm going to win tonight. It's a shoe-in.
What did you win? What sexual favor did you win?
You tell me what you want me to ask for.
Well, you guys for the old BJ.
Okay.
You know, and the thing is, even if she hears that, technically you win anyway.
Right.
It's not the issue of, one or the other being wrong. It's they just blew it by revealing it a little early, so you get your sexual favors even if we do say so.
Right.
She'll say Greg, too.
Oh, you mean you haven't decided yet, so you...
Well, then you know what you do? You call her right now. Does she have a car phone?
Oh, I've already called her at the office and told her I was going with Greg tonight.
Ah, well, you called it first,
then. Well, then, did you already tell her that?
Yes.
Well, then you're all right. You're in the clear.
Don't worry.
She can't pick Greg now. You got it first, so you get the sexual favor.
Okay, if she contradicts me, I'm going to tell her to call you.
Right, okay, thank you.
Oh, and hey, I wanted to tell you, in New York, I bet you number one with the homeless.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That is so kind.
I don't think they get rated, but thank you.
Kind words from Greenville.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys are on a station in the Bay Area out in Northern California, 1510, right?
Right. That might be our San Francisco station.
Yeah, that is reachable by most car radios in Sacramento. So if and when you guys go off the air, just wanted to get that out to the people out there.
That's very nice. That's excellent advice. You live in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
at 4 o'clock, turn on the San Francisco station.
Very good.
Or that you guys go on?
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's good news. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Ray in Fort Myers.
Yes, Ray from Florida.
Yeah. First thing, you should have had that guy ask for his wife's sister.
That's the guy with the sexual favors. You know,
yeah.
We really weren't all that creative, were we? Yeah, the old BJ, the standard. You know, no, that's right. Ask for another woman to be brought into the bed.
I was just thinking about in my home. You know, what so very rarely is done.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like
really
a birthday present.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, if you really, if it was anything goes, threesome.
Right. All right, what do you want, Ray?
On Survivor, I called a local TV station here, and they said that was hacked in. They had talked to New York, and some hacker put that on.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know, the proof will be in the pudding tonight.
We'll see. Well,
yeah, if it doesn't happen tonight, then, you know, we're all going to be saying it was hacked and somebody made it up. All right, thank
and
you.
That poor guy that wanted the sexual favors, he's out of luck.
All right, Ray, we'll see. Thank you, my friend.
Ray, a little occupied with the man that wanted the sexual favors.
It's time now for the movie segment with Charlie Stossel. Also, Stossel mailbag coming at you today. Charlie,
do we have to do the mailbag today?
It's a final letter from inmate Scott Breeze.
Have you read it?
Yes.
Is it appropriate for 11-year-old ears?
You should probably take the boy.
And why don't we save it for next week, then?
He's with you today?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put him in the production room? Let him listen to a CD.
That'd be probably the best solution.
Well, Lisa's entertaining him.
Let me see who's on the phone. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, it's Lisa. I was just going to say, go ahead, entertain the listeners with the letter. I'll just keep the volume down in here.
You know, if you're worried about him hearing something, I would be more worried about an 11-year-old boy back there with Lisa. The odds say that he will come out a man.
He'll be fine.
You know, she'll take care of him.
You guys, you kill me.
You guys.
You guys.
Yo.
You guys, like you wouldn't have sex with a hot 11-year-old boy.
Oh, God.
Maybe if he was 15.
That's horrible.
Right. Oh, maybe he's 15. Okay, right, like Bart. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Charlie, before we read your mailbag and we talk about movies, I know that you have an off-the-cuff, unscripted comment to make about
always do every week.
A fine sponsor.
Exactly. Doc Harry's House of Ribs. Don, the prime rib, it's the best I've ever had. Doc Harry's not just a rib joint. It's on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Give him a call at 703-815-RIBS.
You know, I drove by it, Charlie, and when I drove by it, I thought of you.
Well, you did.
Yeah, I saw it from the highway.
Yeah,
I think Route 28,
right?
And I looked down there, and it was kind
of
down in a shopping center. It's near the movie theaters over there. And I was thinking of you and Doc Harry's, and I was almost...
you should go in. It's
well, it was about
9
o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no, they're not open for
probably
breakfast.
Couldn't get a prime rib at that hour.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, Charlie Stossel mailbag. Before we talk about movies, we love reading Charlie's mail. He gets more mail than anybody on this show.
Absolutely.
It's not love letters.
And this one comes from your favorite inmate, Scott, who's in the Central Treatment Facility in D.C.
Is this the one that wanted to chop Charlie up?
Yeah, this is the one that wants to eat me.
Yes.
So to speak.
Dear Don and Mike, this is just to let you know, I may be out of your listening area for a while. The staff here at the treatment facility have decided after a battery of tests and a period of observation that I should be transferred to a more secure and structured environment.
Do you know what I picture this guy as? Did you see Showtime ran this thing called the Burkittsville 7 right after the Blair Witch Project on Sunday night? They did a little bit more in-depth thing. And anybody who saw that, I picture this guy as the inmate that they kind of said was involved with the murders of the kids, but that's something you had to see.
I will be sent to some federal institution like Leavenworth or Lewisburg.
Oh, dear.
Not to worry, though. I'll find your show on the radio dial.
That's where Gotti is.
On the upside, Charlie Stossel won't be ruining any more movies for me if I can't hear your show.
Like, he can see them anyway.
Oddly, the staff linked my violent outbursts and attacks on guards to the same period every Wednesday.
Attacks on guards.
What was it about Wednesday afternoons that brought on episodic violent dementia that they wanted to know? I never told them. It's our little secret, isn't it? Charles Stossel. Charlie Chuck Roast Stossel. Sweet Meat Stossel. The Chuckster, always ruining the ending of a good movie before I get a chance to see it on the prison video system.
Oh, there's a year down the road.
Good old Big Brother Charlie, Mr. Bubble Charlie, Bath Time Charlie Stossel ruins another one. But hey, I'm not angry. I like Charlie Stossel, especially with a side of fries and a Coke. I'm in your corner, Stossel. I think those puritanical age of consent laws are out of date, too. Why, if a 10-year-old boy can't bond with a single celibate 30-something Clint Howard lookalike, who can he bond with?
God.
There's no greater joy than a soapy boy.
Oh, God.
Right? Or maybe I hold a grudge because the guard called a code blue on me during The Sixth Sense when I stood up and yelled, "He's dead! Effing Bruce Willis is effing dead!" How do I know? Because Charlie effing Stossel told me so.
I did not.
The Goon Squad didn't rough me up too badly. The cast comes off next week, and who needs two balls anyway? Oh, yay, not me. And I can always get caps for my broken effing teeth. They've decided to place me on no human contact status. Remember where Hannibal Lecter lived, the fishbowl in the basement of the prison?
Oh, this is killing me.
That's me, TFN. Will I be angry when I finally max out my sentence? Of course not. I've got the heart of a young boy. I keep it in a jar back home.
Oh, God.
Yours, Scott.
Wow.
And then...
Well, they're moving him away.
Then following that, there is this. See, this one said... For broadcast. See, he wrote
and then there's the one that is not broadcast. For broadcast.
And then this one says, not to be read on air, like I'm going to listen to some guy in jail.
Exactly.
Sure. Don, the enclosed letter is just for laughs. My contribution to your show, please tell Charlie Stossel it's not meant to be taken seriously. Tell him that after you read the letter so you can see that stupid look on his face. I really am transferring out to the Federal Bureau of Prisons soon, where I don't know. Thanks for 6 years of laughs. Tell Buzz he still owes me an autographed photo. His navel will continue to leak until he sends it to me.
That's who did it.
God does stuff like that for me. Leaky navels, exploding colons, and the like. You guys are the best. You've helped me through some very difficult years. Thank you.
Well, that was a nice follow-up.
Scott, inmate number 208323.
You know, it's amazing when a guy that is that smart... He's in the big house. You know, it's amazing that he can write a letter like that. I mean, it's a hysterically funny letter like that, and he's in the joints.
All right. So that's
lithium will do.
That's the mailbag. Time now to talk movies with Chuck Stossel. Listen, X-Men.
I hear you like it.
Oh, loved it.
I'm very glad.
I always have a complaint with a movie when I leave. And I think I said this on the air the other day. When Freedom Bart and I got done with X-Men, they both turned to me and said, so?
Right.
They're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I said, out.
And you're a fan. I mean, you knew a lot of the characters ahead of time, didn't you? I knew none of them, and I still had a very good time. It was very
you gave easy. It a rave, didn't you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It was very easy to follow, a good story, and the setting up sequel. And I had people actually come up to me and say, this character, the kid who throws the basketball to himself, grows up to be one of the characters.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, Nightcrawler.
Oh, right. Right, Bart told me about Nightcrawler, right.
When they're all in the classroom, some kid that played with fire... I think fire, ice, or something behind his back.
Oh, when the girl had the ball of ice, or the girl had the ball of fire.
Yeah.
The girl, Anna, the girl from the piano, and then the guy made a ball of ice and
tried
to put out
he
the ball of fire.
Character.
Anna Paquin.
Right.
I understand all of these are going to be in later X-Men movies.
Well, it was real good. X-Men kicks ass. Yeah. What's coming out this week?
We have one coming out today, which will be come and go very quick, a movie called The In Crowd. The thing that this has going for it, it's a lot of hot girls in bikinis who are rich, who think the world of themselves, and they fight amongst each other an awful lot. So there's a lot of cat fights. So there you go. The movie basically is about a girl. No, this is not a chick flick.
Well, it has chicks in it, though.
Yes, it does. this girl comes, and she's working kind of like the Flamingo Kid in this hoity-toity East Coast cabana club.
Don't pee in the pool, Jeffrey. Welcome to the El Flamingo, Jeffrey.
That's one of our favorites of all time.
Great aspect.
She is. This girl is taken in by this big rich clique, and she finds out as she's in how bad this group can actually be. Mm-hmm. When
is Matt Dillon in it?
No, I'm sorry, Richard Crenna.
I think Matt Dillon ought to like do a lot more comedies because Matt Dillon has been very funny in a lot of movies.
He's good in the comedies.
Mm-hmm.
She finds out how bad this group is, and then it's this tug of war between the rich girl leader and the newcomer into the group.
Yeah, who cares? Exactly. Who cares? How many porcelain
one
dolls?
One and a half, only for the bikinis and the fighting.
One and a half. Okay, and what is the other one this weekend?
Well, they have three more this weekend.
Oh, three more this
three
weekend.
Three more, and we'll start at the bottom like we normally do with Pokemon 2000.
Pokemon is over.
Zero.
History.
I don't get it. I never have. It's a speed racer, crappy looking animation.
Really? It's a cartoon that you don't like?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't
My
like
kids are still
Pokemon.
Into it, though. My kids are still into Charmander and
you know the characters?
Jugdish. I know Charmander. That's the
Pikachu?
Only one I know.
Pikachu.
Yeah.
No. Zero.
Pikachu. Pikachu.
that too? It's like, I went in there, and we were the whole family, and my youngest wasn't into it yet, and my oldest was, and that meant I got to take my youngest out of there for the first one, and I just thought it was a big pile of dumb.
You know what my favorite Pokemon are?
It'll do a lot of money.
I love Ron and Fez.
Hey!
Hey, listen, don't even have to waste our time with Pokemon. How many porcelain dolls you get Pokemon? Zero.
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 Zero. Yeah,
zero from Stossel. Working on his image this week.
I have heard this is the depth of the whole Pokemon phenomenon, that this movie will not do as well as the first.
No, the first one hit right when it should have hit, when everything was hot, and I think Pokemon has kind of died itself out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's played out, yeah.
All right, let's talk about a real movie. What's that?
Loser.
Loser.
Oh, that
Loser.
Looks good. The trailers
With
look good
Jason
for that movie.
Jason Biggs,
the guy
from
American Pie, right?
Mina Suvari from American Beauty and American Pie, yes. Yeah, the one at the very end that Kevin Spacey has.
Right.
That you really like.
With the girl with the Reese's peanut butter cup nipple.
Yeah, there you go.
Areolas.
There you go.
Gigantic, big, brown areolas.
You were into that when that movie was out.
Yeah.
Here's something this movie has.
Still am, Mike.
I know, obviously.
It was written and directed by Amy Heckerling, and if you know that name, she.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Clueless. Whether you agree with it or not, Look Who's Talking. She wrote and directed and had a lot to do with that. It was a success.
You know, you had me with Clueless and Fast Times, and then you had to mention Look Who's Talking.
I'm trying to give you the whole scope. She writes and directs this about two loser people. Jason Biggs, who is just the epitome of loser.
He looks hysterical in this movie.
He's very funny in the film. And Mina Suvari, who is dating Greg Kinnear, her teacher in college, and he's just using
her. And Greg Kinnear plays like an a-hole professor, right?
Using her left and right. They meet and they decide, we get along pretty well. They start falling for each other, and how are we going to get revenge on all these people around us?
Hold, excuse me for a second, Charlie. Hold on.
Oh.
Is that sponsorable? I believe so.
Yeah, I think so. It's audible.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was brought to you by Egars, the best cigar site on the web, www.egars.com. I just had something I had to say.
Anytime you mention Greg Kinnear, that has that effect on it.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
When I used to watch Talk Soup, I would get awful diarrhea.
No.
You had
to leave the theater in As Good As It Gets.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
No, in the scene where he got beaten up,
I just made all over the place.
That was you.
Violent diarrhea.
These two then get together and start plotting how are we going to get back at people around us. So there, I mean, good movie. I really enjoyed it. I think it's going to be a sleeper semi-hit.
Is it funny?
I think it's very funny. I think it's very clever.
How many porcelain dolls?
We'll give it 2.5.
2.5 dolls.
And then the big movie of the weekend is going to be What Lies Beneath.
It looks great.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Alfred Hitchcock taking movie of
Hitchcock. It looks so scary. It really does look really scary.
It's a PG-13 movie that manages to give you those jumps and those frights and those jolts and the good plot twists without blood and guts and gore and anything else that you might see in Scream or in some of these other horror movies that are out.
And at the risk of sounding like an old fart, I don't. Those are the movies that really, if you look historically at scary movies, those are the scariest movies, the ones that don't have a lot of that. The movies that have a lot of blood and gore, like Scream, they almost have a comedic, you know.
In a lot of ways.
I mean, like Friday the 13th.
Well, scary movie, it's all just making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford plays a college professor who has an affair, I'm not giving anything away, has an affair with a student. The student dies and comes back into the house to haunt the family. Haunt the wife, played by Michelle Pfeiffer, and Harrison Ford also. A lot of plot twists along the way. And if people notice, towards the end, the music and the camera shots are almost like Psycho. Robert Zemeckis directed this film, Forrest Gump, I know one of your favorites, Back to the Future. The last thing he did was Contact.
Bag
movie. There you go.
Forrest Gump and Contact.
He takes a lot of Hitchcock elements.
Makes a lot. I was all excited
Michelle Pfeiffer,
about this
for example, at one point falls out of a bathtub, and it's the same shot that was in Psycho from above where the shower curtain rings start plop, 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 plop off, and you see her fall down the same way Janet Leigh did. The music towards the end is not the wee, wee, wee from Psycho, but the dun, 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 dun. It's just a few notes off here and there. Very well done. Should do huge.
Three and a half stars. Will it knock off the Malcolm X-Men this weekend?
It's going to be very tight between those two. I think it has a slight.
All right. Thank you. There is Movie Man Charlie Stossel.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico.
There he is.
Here's Movie Man Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel. Our best to Bobby.
Bobby?
It's a young Bobby.
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 Young Bobby, who walked into radio station today a virgin, uh-huh, and now leaves a man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Courtesy of Lisa.
Good all job. Right.
Thank you, Chuck Stossel.
Chucky.
Chuck Stossel. Didn't like the cartoon. Really, I didn't believe it.
Huh.
Be caller 100 right now. We do have a prize package selected especially for you and a shot at $500 American with the secret sound. Call 100 right now. Phone number same as it ever was. 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dogs, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a f***ing vice. I'll squash your f***ing head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. F*** you. Motherf***er, you believe this? 2 days a night. F*** me, you mother. My mother. That's what you
Charlie M.
You make me pop your eye out of your head to protect that piece of Charlie M. You dumb motherfucker.
Joey.
You motherfucker. You. Frankie. Do him a favor.
All over Charlie.
It's the lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, you made me pop out your eyeball just for effing Charlie M.
Charlie M.
Okay, before we get to call 100, I was just looking at a fax that Westwood One, our network, sends out to stations every week. And I wish that we got information here at our station, the station we work at, like they send out in this. For instance, remember a couple of minutes ago when a guy called us and said that he listens to us in the Bay Area?
Right.
On 1510?
Yeah.
And I just kind of threw it out. I said, yeah, that's our San Francisco station.
I wasn't aware that we had a San Francisco station.
I just said it. But now I see that we do have a San Francisco station.
We're on in San Francisco, in the city.
Apparently, yes. KYCY. We've had it for 3 months.
KY?
Yes, that's right.
KY.
KYCY.
That's amazing. Very appropriate.
So that's, you know. Hi, San Francisco.
We didn't know that we were there.
We didn't know you were there. One thing they are doing correctly, though, is when you get this fax that they fax out to radio stations,
right,
to try to get them to pick up the various shows, okay? Like, it's got Tom Lickass, mm-hmm, and the guys from NEW in the Morning and IMS and these other guys. And for all of the other shows, what they have is, like, a spiel written about how great the shows are and how, mm-hmm, groundbreaking they are. It's typical crap.
Mm-hmm.
And here's all it says for us. They're doing it right. Don and Mike, irreverent, interactive, the ultimate show, number one. And then all they do is print a list of stations where we're number one rated.
Hey, I love that. You know, I love that because it also, it's the only one on there that has
right,
that.
Right,
I love
right.
That's fantastic.
Right, so we just wanted to say to Westwood One, you know, you F up a lot of stuff, mm-hmm, but you are doing a couple of things right.
That's terrific.
Like, you should have told us that we had cleared in San Francisco.
Hello, San Francisco. That's great.
Wow. But it's good that you're selling the show like this, because if I'm a guy at a radio station and I get this fact and it says, like, you know, Tom Lykus continues to have success in many top markets, you know, but it doesn't print any real numbers, well, you know that that's just a big J.O.
Right, right.
They're like on IMIS where it says, you know, honored by Time Magazine as one of the 25 most influential people, the legendary I-Man is one of radio's hottest personalities.
Where are the ratings?
Well, there are none. We are. We're the only show that I can find on here where they actually just, all they did is print one line.
Right.
Don and Mike, irreverent, interactive, the ultimate talk show. Number one. And then they just put a list of the stations. All the stations were number one.
Look, fantastic.
Right?
Cool.
So you got D.C., Sacramento, Greenville, Wichita, Portland, Reno, Bakersfield.
Wonderful.
All that number one stuff. So, you know, they don't screw everything up at Westwood One.
Hey. We appreciate that.
Thank you. But tell us when we're on in a big market, for goodness sake.
Yeah, please.
Especially a big queer market like San Francisco. Yeah. God, that segment with Homo Joe yesterday must have gone over like gangbusters there.
I believe that is a city where the show's gay friendliness will come right through. You had said, maybe I knew it. Maybe yesterday, maybe I just knew it. I sensed that we were on in Sacramento when you said that I was never... never more gay than I was yesterday.
San Francisco. You said Sacramento.
I'm sorry, San Francisco. Maybe I actually just felt it.
Well, according to this thing, we've been on there a couple of months, though. It's not like it just happened yesterday.
Well, I felt it for a couple of months.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
Right, there you go. That's what we like. Nice and assertive. What's your name?
Ron.
Ron, where are you calling from?
Bakersfield.
Ron, you've won the Nick at Night prize pack, a three-hour block party every night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Nick at Night all summer long. Tonight it's Hillbilly Wednesday. Your prize pack, promotional consideration, Nick at Night. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
I am ready.
All right, $500 online with Secret Sound number 6, a common everyday sound. We've recorded it. We've amplified it. We'll play it for you now. Identify the sound, and you win $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Ethel Merman.
As we wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common everyday sound. I'll give you this much of a hint. I don't know if everybody listening would have this sound in their home.
Yes.
Hey. It's very Ron and Fezzy.
Hey.
For $5, what is the sound?
Sound of a DVD going in a DVD player?
Oh, God damn, everybody's close.
Really? Getting close, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for you. And in that case, you know, you're getting closer.
Huh.
I'm not BSing you. You're getting much closer. What?
The way you said that. I would think you are BSing us.
No, I'm not BSing.
I'm like everybody else. You kind of were like, oh, I'm not BSing you. And I figured maybe, you know, because yesterday it was something in the kitchen.
Yes. Yes, it was.
See, I'm just playing along, and I have no clue what it is.
When the sound is finally revealed for being the sound that it is...
Will we have a collective... Oh, yes, my God.
You will realize that what I said yesterday was in fact true, and what I just said now is true, that I'm not BSing you.
So in a way, that's a hint.
Yes. And this guy here today was much closer than the guy yesterday was.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So dig that, my friend. yesterday we had a girl call the show.
Yes.
Right, partner.
Right on.
That was a Howie Long incident I just gave you.
Yeah,
all partner. Right, partner.
Okay, partner.
Yeah, it wasn't partner from Howie Long. It was partner.
Partner.
Partner. P-A-R-D-N-E-R. Hey, partner.
Yeah, I love you. All right, partner.
You know, there might not even be an R in there.
No.
It might just be P-A-D-N-E-R. Hi, partner.
Of course, if it's real nerdy, it would be, okay, partner.
yesterday, a girl called us very late in the show,
yeah,
right as Buzz was getting into news and comments, and said that she wanted a three-way for her husband's birthday.
I remember that, and I know you asked her to call back today.
She has called back. It was in the middle of when we were doing the whole Survivor website thing. So let's try to call her now.
Let me see. Can I get... There we go.
That is such a thoughtful gift.
Ah, you would know, Buzz.
Her name is Jennifer.
Jennifer. Lovely Jennifer, who is looking for a woman to come into the marital bed.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to her, and maybe we can help her find a nice stinky hoe to bring into their bed.
No better way to get one than to call her a stinky hoe, too. That'll do it.
I don't think so.
Hi, Donna Mike. I'm the stinky hoe you requested.
It's not to her face, certainly.
There would actually be women that would...
She's on three. Oh, you got her. Thank you. Carlos Broyhill, thinking ahead of us. There you on four. Thank you. Hello, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for calling back today.
Okay.
Now, you know, yesterday you called at the unfortunate time, right as we're wrapping up the show, as we're ready to stop the interaction and just focus on Buzz and his news.
Okay.
And I asked you to call back. Thank you for calling back.
Okay.
Now that we have lots of time, tell us, because yesterday when you called, all you did was say it was your husband's birthday,
mm-hmm,
and you wanted a three-way.
How long has your husband wanted this?
Okay, basically, it's sort of like that. Basically, he had planned, like, a threesome with a coworker.
Yeah?
It was a guy. And it never, it hasn't happened or anything.
Did you want that? Did you want that to happen?
Yeah, that was gonna... Okay.
That is, have you ever thought that's like queer when a guy wants to bring another guy into the bedroom. Don't most guys, if they were given the opportunity for a three-way, wouldn't
wouldn't 9 guys out of 10 choose another woman?
I think heterosexual guys, you know, that aren't bisexual.
I think he kind of thought if that happened, then he could get the other.
Okay, all right, that's interesting. But he thought that maybe if he brought a man in, then he'd be able to later get a woman. So he's always wanted a woman in the
yeah. Well, actually, what I'm trying to do is, like, actually the guy would still be, you know.
Oh, better than the woman?
No, well, actually, he would still be involved, and we were, like, looking for a woman also.
Wait a minute, honey. So you mean your husband...
You want another couple?
...is bringing a... You already have another guy to come into your bed.
Yeah.
Okay, and you want a woman... Now, the woman who you want to bring into your bed, will she get it on with the other guy, or will she get it on with your husband?
Well, actually, both.
Everyone in the room.
Yeah.
So this has gone from wanting a three-way, you just want an orgy.
Well, it's sort of like that. I mean, it's something that he's always wanted. It would be more, though, I think more so me and her.
You and her?
Yeah.
And then what would your husband and the other fella do?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'd have to wait and see.
Have you thought this through?
Yeah, I have.
Are you very nervous right now?
Yeah.
Now, the other guy, is this a guy who's a friend of your husband's?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Good friend.
And your husband's already run this by him, right?
Yeah.
Has your husband ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
How about this guy?
No.
Have you made love to this guy that he's bringing home?
No.
Do you have a desire to?
Well, I mean, we've discussed it.
You know, much as, and I know Frida would never let me do it, and probably I wouldn't really do it, but, you know, like, let's say there was someone like Leah, like TV's Leah Remini, who I wouldn't mind bringing into my bedroom.
Right.
I don't think the way that I would ever contemplate selling that to Frida would be to first say, hey, why don't we ask Angelo, Leah's boyfriend, to come into bed with us?
Or bringing home, like, a coworker, you know, and saying, you know, Andy Rice is coming over. And do you think now that we have Andy here...
You picked the right one.
Now that we have Andy over here, maybe there's a chance that we could bring Leah, you know, into the equation, too.
That is an odd way to go about it.
Sounds...
Hinky.
Very, very, you know, threesomes are perfectly normal, but they are. I mean, you hear about threesomes all the time. You don't hear about, and you hear about swinging all the time. What you don't
hear about swapping, but what you don't hear is about
four people, you know, with a married couple and then two total strangers. That's
well,
a little
maybe
weird.
You do. Buzz, do you hear about that in the swinging community?
Yeah, people do that, I think. I mean, you know,
what's it
again,
say in your newsletter?
Majority. What does it say in the Buzz Burbank newsletter that you get every week?
It's as if everybody agrees on it, go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Consenting adults?
Right. So, how has your husband laid this out to you, if you'll pardon the pun?
Basically, he doesn't know about me trying to plan this. It's like sort of...
Well, wait a minute. I thought he was the one...
It's a surprise for his birthday. We've discussed, you know, just the other guy, but we haven't discussed...
Oh, you've discussed the other guy.
Okay. Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me how that discussion went. Who initiated that? Was it you or him?
My husband.
And tell me, I'll be you and you be him.
Yeah, good idea.
So you come home from work and I go, hi, honey, how was your day? And then he says...
Well, he had just been talking to the guy a lot about, you know, at the time the guy was married also. But he's no longer married.
Oh. Okay, so he says to you, hey, guess what? I was talking to on the phone to Tim McWilliams.
Hey, all set for banging your wife there, Donnie.
Yeah.
Got done with the drywall. And let's go to town. Hey, look, a girl, too. Another extra girl in here.
So he says to you, I want to bring David Heinlein into our bedroom. And you say to him...
If that's what he wants.
If that's what he wants.
Now, see, if that's what you want, I don't... Because, I mean, bringing the man in, if he's not gay or bi, it would be what you would want. Or does it turn him on to have another man make love to you?
Yeah, I think that's it.
You think that? Okay,
yeah.
All right. All right. So he's getting into... Boy.
Hold on, honey. I think we got someone from a swing club on the line.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's Struggle and Mike out here. How you guys doing?
Hi.
I thought it was going to be Tom Gavin.
Hello. No, I think there really is a guy from a swing club.
That was going to make me laugh. I really...
on one of these lines. Hello.
Yeah, baby, I'm a swinger, baby, yeah.
Come on, hello, is this a guy from a swing club?
Yes, Don and Mike.
Okay, you own a swing club?
Yes, I do. My wife and I own DC Couple.
I love that music.
Okay, swing music, right.
It's a swing club. Big bands every night.
And what this guy wants, with bringing another guy and then adding a girl, is that unusual?
That's not unusual at all. It's kind of unusual, the fact that he wants to, that it's a single male and a single female, but as far as a couple, or, you know, a couple that, you know, wants a single male or a single female, that's, you know, every day.
Now, your swing club, does that have, is it exclusively married couples, or do you have single people attend too?
It's 99% exclusively couples. They don't have to be married, and we do let select single females in.
Like, what if this couple showed up and they brought a... You know, the co-worker,
the
along with his leash.
The guy.
The guy with a rubber ball in his mouth and his leather underwear.
The single guy we can't do, but if the single guy has a date, then that's fine.
All right, hold on a second, because I believe we have a woman on who's already interested in being the third party.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The fourth party.
Yeah, excuse me, the fourth party. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you would want to go to bed with this woman and her husband? Husband and the husband's friend?
Yes.
Why?
Because it sounds interesting.
Sight unseen?
Well, I want to know a little more about it.
All right, hold on. I'll put you on with her.
How about what they look like?
Let me conference the lines. We'll get to that.
Wow.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Listen, here's a girl who thinks she might want to go to bed with you. And your husband and your husband's friend. What is your name?
It's Laura.
Laura. Not Laura O'Mara.
No, she's at the airport.
Laura, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I have been told by perfect strangers that I look like Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Goodness.
Do you have a firm, tight body?
Yes.
She got the best boobs. She really does. And Jennifer, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I had already thought about that, because I had heard you ask other people that, and I really can't think of one.
That's always a red flare.
Yeah. Warning, Will Robinson.
That's a red flare, especially when they know we're going to ask and they still can't make up anything.
Yeah. I really can't think of any.
Are you a big-boned woman?
No. I'm actually very small.
Very small. What about your husband? Who is the celebrity he most resembles?
I can't think of any.
And what about his friend?
I don't know. I really can't think of any that he looks like either.
Jesus. Slow, honey. You're very slow to be a swinger. I mean, you got to come up with a little more than this.
Is the lady that called in to be the fourth, she's the one that looks like Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
The lady that is the swinger can't think of anyone. Well, that's not real good.
We can't help you if you can't tell us who you look
like. Yeah, we're not going to do this for you if you can't help us.
I mean, I can describe myself, but that's...
All right, well, go ahead.
I don't look like anyone.
Go ahead.
I don't really look like anyone else.
Well, describe yourself, please.
Okay, I'm like 5'4", like 105 pounds. And I'm a brunette.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I really can't think of anyone I look like.
What about your body?
What do you mean?
You might be the dumbest swinger who's ever called us. I swear to God.
Why are you making... I mean, you're the one that called us, right?
Yes. And I'm just very nervous.
Well, you're very nervous.
We've never done this before.
Well, I mean, you're wanting to bring, like, the entire population of a state into your bedroom, but you're not giving us anything to work with here.
Who's your husband look like? Come on, he's got to look like somebody.
He's like 5'9", 160 pounds.
What would be the closest celebrity that he would approximate?
I'm serious.
Try to answer without saying like. Let's do a little experiment. Let's see if you can speak for a while without saying like. What about your husband's friend? Who does he resemble?
I really can't think of anyone.
You have to.
I can't think of
you anyone. Have to.
You have to, or we won't help you.
Yep.
And we'll take this girl who wants to be your sex slave, and we'll just hook her up with someone else.
Right.
Because she's obviously just, you know, a CEO.
I mean, I just don't know of anyone.
That's the offer.
Goodbye.
Too bad.
Goodbye. You know, much as I love sex and hooking people up for sex,
the potential swinger was just too dumb.
You gotta come to the table with more than that.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, the whole thing was like pulling teeth.
Yeah. Please.
Well, I don't know.
And furthermore, I'm pretty sure your husband's a homo, honey. he's probably getting the high hard one right now from the guy at work.
Right. But we'll never know the celebrities they most picked up.
No, we will not.
But
no,
we have Jennifer Aniston, don't
we? Yes, Laura. Hey, Laura? She hang up? Hey, let me see. Hello?
Yeah, this is Malcolm.
All right, hold on, please.
Laura's turned into a man.
Hello, Laura?
Make a call. Huh? Please hang up and try again.
The stinky hoe hung up, too.
Really? Well, you know, I think we did the best we could.
Sure. Yes. Yes, we're trying. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, buddies?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's happening?
What?
Hey, Hi. Listen, I think her husband's a homo.
Right. I would tend to agree with you.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, unless she likes watching two men.
You know, there are all sorts of kinky things, but I'm not familiar with that. Buzz, is that one a woman who might want to watch two men?
It's possible, but certainly the two men together is not the only possibility.
Watch two men do each other?
There are several possible combinations other than that that
I think
they could be interested in.
I think we had somebody on the show, it might have been years ago, that said it was about a film. It was some woman that said she liked watching gay pornography.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
I don't
you're
remember
right.
who
you're
it
right.
was.
You're right. It was a woman who enjoyed watching.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Two guys do each
but
other.
But it happened.
Was it Mrs. McFly?
It might have been George's wife.
I think it was George's wife.
It might
really?
Have been.
I believe so. For some reason, that jumped into my
mind. You might be right
Hello.
About that.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's Mike in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yes, Mike. Hi.
Yeah. So, yeah. I agree with that guy. I think that he was a stinky homo.
All right. Well, now, there's no reason to put stinky before homo.
Now, where did the hoe go?
She was a stinky hoe.
Where did
a
stinky hoe go? Because she was pretty good. I could have got in with her.
All right, well, the stinky hoe hung up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, yes, the stinky hoe hung up?
Stinky hoe hung up.
Oh, that's too bad. Her real name's Angie, and I know her.
Yeah, well, that's a legend. That is totally a legend.
Hello,
you say.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
I wonder if it's TV's Angie. Donna Pascoe.
Wow. I can only hope.
Hello.
But it makes sense with the Jennifer Aniston thing.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling from New Jersey. I wanted to guess at the secret sound.
Oh, we just did it.
Oh, you just did it?
Just did it.
Oh, all right.
And besides, you're banned until you give us some ratings.
Thank you, though.
Oh, all right. Sorry, boss.
Thanks for your support. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, can I talk?
What, did you just pull the theme to Angie?
I love that theme. It's more even covered. Number three.
Donna Pesco is the biggest pig who has ever had her own TV show, right?
Oh.
You remember Angie?
Oh, yeah. TV's Angie. Okay. That's the original theme.
TV's Angie. Raymond's mom was on that show.
That's right.
God, yeah, that's right.
Doris Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's an awful one.
Yes. Show, star, and theme.
Great theme.
Hold on, let me get another one here. You know, every time Rob pulls this thing out,
it's addictive, isn't it?
I end up going right to it and trying to find one that'll stump you. Trying to find one that maybe even I don't know.
Okay.
As I'm looking at the label. Oh, brother. All right, let me try this one. Hold on. Number 40.
Okay.
Number 40. Try to stump you with this one. Okay, here we go.
You've done it. I am completely clueless.
Not a clue. And I've seen the title. And I don't have a clue.
DJ and the Bear. And
yeah.
It's always on ABC on Friday nights
at
9
God.
O'clock.
My
I've been
God.
Seeing that.
But you have access to the CDs back there.
Yeah, but
I know you listen
anyway.
To them in your car.
Well, of course I do, but I wouldn't know that anyway.
You know, and I know you would.
That's right.
What the hell is this? BJ of the Bear.
All right, let me give you one more.
Okay.
This is one that I know you'll know, but it simply is a fantastic show.
Okay.
Had a fantastic theme. Starred a fantastic actor.
Very good.
Oh, I hit the wrong button again.
Getting to the hook where it says the theme, right?
You got an idea, Buzz?
I really don't.
Major talent. Scary talent.
Is it about a little boy?
Nope.
I have a guess.
Scott Baio.
That's right.
Baio.
Scott Baio.
I said Scott. got Bayou.
Charles in charge. I put that away, Rob. Just listen to that for the whole rest of the show today.
Little boy lives downstairs. He wasn't a little boy. No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I've actually had a threesome, but I'm not gay. I've had a, it was me and a friend of mine with my wife. And the crazy thing was, is I was kicking myself in the rear afterwards because the dude that we did it with was much more well-endowed than myself, so.
Why would you bring another guy into your bed to bang your wife while you're there?
I mean, to each his own.
No. Tell me why you get off on that.
I mean, I just thought it was interesting, to be honest with you. I was, like, curious, and so...
Curious
so
about what?
I mean, I was just curious about the situation itself, you know?
It was just something to relieve the monotony?
Yeah, you know, some, just something different. I mean, you know, we've been together for a while, and I wanted, you know...
How long do you think you've been gay?
I am not. I am far from it, I promise you.
I give you at the very best, you're bisexual.
Yeah.
No,
that borders on not bisexuality.
Not even close. Ask Buzz. Buzz knows he's been, I mean, you know.
Buzz?
Was there?
It's not like people don't do it. A lot more people do it than say.
Here's the proof. Was there any contact between you and the other guy?
Never.
There you go.
Well, that's
never,
the
not
proof.
Even, not even, the only thing...
Because they didn't touch each other.
Yeah, but I mean, he's sitting there, and there's a naked guy with the other guy's thing.
You are such a prude.
Yeah, like, you don't agree with me 100%. I know you feel exactly the same way. Like, most right-thinking Americans do. You know, and if you're a guy, and you're going to bring somebody in the bedroom, you bring a girl in the bedroom. If you're a guy...
I mean, you know, it's like...
No. Listen, you're gay. It's okay.
We
got nothing against gay people.
We both admitted to 5%.
Yes, both Mike and I are probably 5% gay.
Nothing wrong with being gay.
It comes out in different ways in us.
I am so far from it.
In all seriousness, I really do believe that if you do that type of thing, you got to be a little bit in touch with that side of your personality.
You know, you got to want to see another guy's boner.
It's not even about that. It was about seeing him and my wife.
No, but hold on a second. I don't think there's anything wrong with being gay. And secondly, I think that if you're doing that, that you are actually, perhaps, there's just a... You might not even be aware of it, but there might be a little bit of you that kind of gets turned on by that and not repelled by that, and that is something you might want to explore.
There are lots of men who watch men in pornography. Does that make them gay?
Exactly. Thank you, Buzz.
I believe so, and Buzz, I now think that you might be gay, being as you are defending this guy so much.
I'm just debating the point. I've talked about, you know, the pornography, and mm-hmm. Who knows?
I don't like watching guys.
You don't, I know.
But porno. Men? I like watching girl-on-girl porno.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
But listen,
I'll give you this. Even if you're talking about pornography, that's fantasy. That's not real.
Right.
That's not a real guy with a guy in his smelly armpits and a cheese in his crotch and his bean bag.
Don't bring him home.
And his thing. giving it to your wife while you're laying there.
Now, if the guy has the ulterior motive, like it sounded when we were first talking to the swinger dummy, before perhaps that with the desire being, if I bring the guy in that my wife wants... Then, you know, my wife will allow me to bring a woman.
That was my original motive.
Oh, you're a liar.
No, listen.
God damn, you're a liar. Please.
That was my original motive.
Oh, yeah, please.
I actually destroyed the whole thing.
Bull, you're making it up.
After watching it after the fact.
Christ.
You kind of.
What a liar this guy is.
Oh, wow.
What a liar.
I'm not, man.
What a liar. You wouldn't have said that if you weren't prompted by Mike. If Mike hadn't said that to the other people before, if they hadn't brought it up.
I know
the other people said it before.
Right.
But you brought it up again, and right away he said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't fall into the category of me. Hold on, sir. It didn't fall into the category of me finishing people's sentences.
No, it didn't. It's a totally different...
Right.
No fault to you in this at all.
You know, I'm always worried about that when I'm helping people out too much.
You mentioned it, and this guy just grabbed onto it.
I agree with
like
you.
Like a guy who's falling down a cliff who will grab onto any vine.
I would feel more relaxed if the guy said, yeah, well, maybe there is some part of that that was a turn-on. I think in order to do that, you'd have to have a little bit of that. Or if you're not fazed by it.
said. If you're not horribly repelled by it.
No, I said that it bothered me a little bit, which is why we never did it again.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think that's credible.
I don't remember you saying that.
I said that.
Oh, Buzz, you pipe down now.
I mean, I did that, and, you know, it was a little unnerving.
Now, listen,
you know?
You're gay, okay? You're gay, but it's okay.
I'm not.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay.
You're very gay. Goodbye. You're queer. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, hi. I was going to talk to you guys about my husband brought a guy in to our bedroom, but it was a pre-divorce type thing.
It was a what?
Pre-divorce. We were getting divorced in like 2 weeks. And so we decided...
And like, so what, you get some anti-gay waiver because you're getting divorced in 2 weeks?
Well, we sat around and got drunk, and he whispered in my ear, can we do this? And I said, sure. It was good for me.
Well, first of all, alcohol... You know, involved in it. Mm-hmm. Who knows what people are, you know, waking up the next morning going, oh, my God.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know.
It's great for the woman.
I mean, yes, from the woman's standpoint, I understand.
I don't think I could ever do that. That's me. You know what I mean?
I don't think I could.
I watch movies with guys in them. You know, guys and women. I don't watch movies with guys and guys. Mm-hmm. But I would think if you did that, you'd probably be more... willing to explore that side of you. I don't think you could do that.
No.
Not with two guys and a girl if you were in a relationship. You definitely would have a tendency to, hey, this doesn't faze me at all. That to me, why is everybody so
hung up
on that?
I'll even give you the out that maybe if the woman comes and presents it, that maybe the guy says, okay, I'll try out one time. But like, hell, you're talking about the first dumb swinger that called us. It's her husband that came and said, I want to bring my friend Rob Spiewak home in bed to bang you.
I mean, there's a natural thing that goes along.
Gay.
That's weird because, you know, I think a lot of guys, you know, you go to the company Christmas party, and if somebody, a coworker, hugs your wife for too long, they get pissed.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, but to go all the other, and maybe there are guys that are just more secure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
I'm not that secure.
But, Don, I really do think that you get into that whole area. It's just, when it comes down to practice, like if the wife comes and says, I really think this would help our sex life, and the guy's whipped enough where he kind of says, okay, yeah, let's try this. But then when it comes down to practice, all of a sudden you're like,
how do you get a boner when some other guy is laying there and you're looking at him?
Don't look at him, look at her.
Buzz, how do you get a boner when some other guy is doing your wife?
See, I think Buzz's thing is different, though, because there was another woman.
Yeah, now when Buzz swung, Buzz was with another woman. I mean, I understand your focus was
thrill. The thrill is with the other woman.
But tell me something. You didn't sit there and watch the other guy have sex with your wife, did you?
I didn't sit and watch, no.
Okay.
But you were aware it was going on.
You noticed it out of the corner of your eye.
Sure. You're an honest man.
In much the same way you notice a porno movie on your video screen out of the corner of your eye.
Were you able, while you were watching this, did you comprehend? Was it just two people having sex, or were you able to comprehend, look at that. That is my wife, Marcia, you know, being ridden by this guy that we just met on the beach.
Well, I don't think of her as a possession. I mean, that's one thing that's just different about our relationship.
That's where we differ.
And
I own Frida.
It was four young people on a warm, sunny beach after drinking rum and pineapple all day.
Alcohol involved.
Talking. Yeah. You know, the subject came up. One thing led to another. You've read the Penthouse letters.
Yeah, no. Was it scary at all?
No, because we'd talked about it before. In fact,
God, I'd be a nervous wreck.
We actually talked about it with a couple over dinner. Not over dinner, but after dinner at a restaurant earlier that evening. The subject came up.
See, but even that, to me, is not queer. Like, these other situations. It was you doing it with some other guy's wife, and this guy doing it with your wife. Because, you know, you just swap a little bit. I mean, but if you came back and said, hey, I brought this other guy into our bed, I would think that was weird.
I think, like you said, maybe it would be more, or considered more normal by most people if the woman set that up. But then it would be if the man said.
Well, see, I don't think there's anything normal. I don't like to use that word normal, but I will tell you, what bothers me is that last caller who's calling in and saying, I did this, and then just, for whatever reason, isn't willing to acknowledge that maybe there's a chance that he was able to do that, and he might have a side of his life where, you know, to shut the door on that, I think, is almost homophobic.
You hear the phone calls that we get from homophobes. Society comes down very hard on that, and that's why so many people are still in the closet.
All right, hello.
Hello?
Honey, hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, you are.
It's so funny. I have to say, it's so funny that it's okay for, I'm not opposed to, you know, the two women thing, but what I find interesting is that for two guys to even be in the same room, not even touching each other, is gross. It's not even considered kinky, but for the two women to do that, do you assume that they're gay?
You know something, I think it's important to differentiate what's repelling to one person might not be repelling to others. Right. It's different strokes for different folks. It really is.
So I'll lay it down more black and white for you. From a guy's standpoint, two girls going at each other, that's primo. Two guys right. going at each other, that's gross. To
right.
you.
So you think it's
to me.
Kinky.
Yeah, yeah.
And to me too.
All right thinking Americans.
Oh, God.
Why don't you ever think that there's a possibility afterward you don't think, oh, God, those two women were probably gay?
I don't care if the two women are gay because I'm a guy and I get turned on by seeing naked girls.
Right.
I don't get turned on by seeing naked guys.
Even if they're not touching each other.
Even if they're not touching.
Right. Yes.
Like there'd be a rule.
Yes.
There
yes.
has to be like tissue paper between
yes.
them.
Honey, when I go to the gym, they touched. Out of here.
What? What?
When I go to the gym, I get repulsed when I see guys walking around naked in the gym. I really do.
Different context.
Honey, I've seen guys in porno suit. I just don't like it. I mean, I understand why you like it. You're a woman.
Right.
I don't like
it. No, but why is it okay for a woman not to feel it's gross for her to be with another woman because it's considered kinky?
Well, no, you could. There's anything wrong with a woman wanting that, and I think probably in a lot of heterosexual relationships, the woman has wanted that to, you know, for the same reasons. Obviously, to get it more exciting to do that, and the guy has gone along with it to, you know, facilitate a better sexual relationship. That happens. It's just I think that, you know, what Dom was saying is that. It's gross, and I think it would be gross. It would be gross for me to see another guy with my wife. It would repel me. But a lot of guys, it wouldn't repel.
I think it's gross if I was walking a room and see a naked guy with a boner. That, to me, is gross. I'm sorry, it is.
Sure, well, I'd feel the same way if he was by himself.
What?
You don't have to say sorry.
Well, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. You're right. I'm not sorry. Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. I was going to say I agree with you 100%, Don. I think it's disgusting. But I also wanted to say I do like to watch my wife pleasure herself, though. So maybe that's why some of those guys like to watch them.
What are you, some kind of freak?
And other people think that's disgusting.
That is absolutely disgusting.
They're wrong about that. That's a beautiful thing, folks.
Of course it is.
That's a beautiful thing.
We agree on that.
To watch, have your wife watch while your wife pleasures or something?
Oh, I can't believe it.
That is a beautiful thing, Mike.
Oh, boy, all
that's
of you.
If
what's
you don't like that, you're
you?
Gay.
What is wrong with you?
I'd rather do that than watch my wife with another woman, because then I get kind of jealous. I'd rather have my wife do it by herself, and I get the same pleasure out of it.
And you got to always be aware of that, you know? If you do that with your wife, you bring that other woman into the bedroom with your wife. You always, you know, you never know where she might actually prefer being with a woman to being with you.
Well, I'm no Charlie Stossel, so I'm not concerned about that.
There are supposedly 4 million swingers in this country, but it's obviously not for everybody. In fact, some people should stay the heck away from it.
Right. Is that many swingers in the country?
You know, I don't want to get this guy angry, but it just seems to me, I get a little concerned, you know, the old, he doth protest too much, where it's necessary to call and say, hey, that's gross.
No,
those are the guys, I think, that I worry about.
Other guys are a reason why maybe that's what they think, but they got confused and not invited another guy.
I think different different strokes for different folks.
No, I think we should all live by the same rules, by the rules that I come up with.
King Donnie.
That's what I think. If you don't like it, you know, tough. Boogers. Or buggers, whatever they say. What do they say in England? What do they say in England?
Bugger
buggers.
Off.
Bugger off.
Absolutely.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Bullocks.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is Brad. Hey, I think you guys are looking at this slightly the wrong way. A guy might look at bringing another guy into a bedroom. His wife might like it. It might be a prelude to them getting into a swinging situation, and it's more comfortable for her to get together with someone who they both know mutually and know well, as opposed to like a total stranger.
What is wrong with somebody admitting that if they do that, that they might be
gay.
They might be bi or gay, and they might. What is the horrible thing? I mean, if we're going to be honest about it, and you're really going to believe that there's nothing wrong with that, what is wrong with saying, hey, you know, I'm doing that, and it doesn't bother me, and then that might mean that I, you know,
you don't seem to want to accept it if they say that they're not, though.
Well, because we don't believe it, because every guy who's called to defend this today has the same tact as you. The guy call, all of them call and say the same thing. Hey, you're looking at it the wrong way. Maybe the woman, okay.
Maybe they're right.
You know, maybe, but listen, how about we give you that, but you give it to us, that maybe you do like other guys. If I say to you, maybe you're right, why can't you meet me halfway and say, maybe I'm right?
I think there's a voyeur aspect to it for a guy, that a guy can get off on watching his wife get off.
So you think, I agree with that. I don't think, you know, it's maybe it's impossible to say. I think we were talking about that specific guy that called in earlier. I think there are many other situations.
The woman was a real dolt. I didn't hear all
Well,
of
listen, genius, you're bisexual, too. So don't go calling names to the other people.
I was in a situation when I was a 20-year-old guy with an older woman. Actually, she wasn't that much older, but her husband was an older man. And she was interested in being involved in a threesome. And he's somebody I actually worked with.
Now, here's another guy. Obviously scarred by this at an early age. Can't come.
Hardly scarred at all, gentlemen.
He cannot. I was talking mental scars, not physical scars.
You see, as soon as you mentioned.
Hardly mentally scarred.
You know, as soon as you mentioned an old man being involved in
that. Well, he seemed to at the time. He was 45. That's
right. You're a 21-year-old guy. You're in a sack with a 45-year-old guy.
Oh, no, Joe has no problem with that.
He wasn't in the sack. He was watching.
Oh, he was watching. Boy,
he was watching.
Still be tough.
Was he
watching?
She was the one who wanted to do it.
Hold on.
She was too timid to go out and look for something.
Hold on.
Where'd he go?
Hello.
Shoot.
I wanted to ask him if he was watching with his clothes on or with his clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
That would be important to me. If the guy was sitting there naked.
As much as I hate all the, you know, the kind of the homophobic guys, I would say that I would feel like, man, it's just, I don't know if I could function with that.
I couldn't.
I don't know. You know, so, if it was a woman watching, it would maybe heighten the experience.
That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
But then, you know, but whatever, who knows? I don't doubt. I'm not going to say that every guy that's ever brought another guy into the bedroom isn't, you know, heterosexual. There couldn't be heterosexual. Of course it could happen. Everybody's got different. You're much more rigid. You're much more turgid.
Yes, I am. Any guy that brings another guy into the bedroom, he's partly queer. It's all right. I still love you. But, you know, just be honest about it. Come on. You like to be
every guy?
Yes. Every guy.
Every guy. Yeah. Hey.
All right. Jesus. So much time wasted on this today.
So much good sex talk.
Okay. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Sports.
Show me breasts. Yes.
This is the story of the offering the audio equivalent of manual relief. The Don and Mike Show.
See, this is one of those days when she's... I want to bitch about KHDK taking the show off early. This is one of those days where we've had no discipline. We've hardly played any commercials.
Yeah.
Rob just looked at me. It's 6:20 on the East Coast.
Right.
Rob just looked at me and said, congratulations. We've played all our commercials for the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, my God.
We're running way late today. Oh. But that's exactly why stations should just run the entire show.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't reap the benefits of us not playing commercials for a long time. And we're not going to cram a bunch of commercials together, you know, at the end of the show.
Right.
So we'll just stay on longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the solution. I think we have more threesome talk, but first let me call my honey and see if she's there. Sweetie.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Listen to this. Listen to how depressed she is. Because Barty's on the plane. He's on his way to Spain for a month.
He's gone.
I miss him already, Sugar Bear.
I know you do. Come on, I do too. It'll be fun.
All right.
Come on, it'll be fun.
I'm just debating what I want to drink tonight.
Yes, we've already been discussing the fact that we'll probably get bombed tonight.
There you go.
You know, free tonight.
Yeah, drown your sorrows.
Yeah, no need to worry about responsibility with a kid in the house.
Right.
No, I'm in the store now looking at cards to send him.
All right. Well, listen, it'll be fine, honey. Come on, he left last summer also. He will be fine. I miss him also.
All right, boo-boo.
You would not like it if I brought another guy into the bedroom, would you?
Which guy?
No, I'm serious. That's,
let's see. Let me think about your friends.
That's
no,
gross.
I don't think so, Sterling.
Thanks for the compliment.
No, believe it or not, it's a small circle, but I do have more friends than just you, Mike.
I know, but I'm the one that's most sensitive.
But,
so if you were,
maybe. I mean, ask me after a few drinks tonight.
If you were, of all the coworkers, who would be the choice?
She would take
Charlie Broyhill.
No, she'd take Buzzaroon.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Except he's got that leak.
Yes, yeah. And you know, she's had those long conversations. I know I'm out of the equation at the start, but I think Charlie Broyhill and Buzz, I think that might be a bit of a horse race.
No, Charlie. I mean. Charlie is a nice boy, but, you know, we're not romantically involved like Buzz and I have been.
Okay, Buzz, you get the nod.
You know, Buzz, if you can get your doctor's approval, we'll discuss it.
And what about Rob? I left Rob out of that equation also.
Oh, Rob is just a boy.
You know, it was fine for me to discuss this in very grand brushstrokes, but thank you, Mike, for making it so personal that she had to select one member of the show. Yeah. Please allow me the same with your wife. Oh, that's right. You don't allow your wife to call the show anymore. So did that oogies me out a little more? I mean,
it does.
It was, yeah. It was one thing for me to say,
right?
You know, would you ever want another guy? Because I was hoping the answer would be no, or that she'd give me some funny answer. But then you have to say, hey, out of all the guys on the show, who would it be? And of course, she has an answer.
And it was Buzz.
And the answer is Buzz.
Well, yeah, I apologize, Don. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
I wasn't thinking of your wishes, Boo, but who on the show would you want to join us?
Of course, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Oh,
and right
great.
Back at you.
Of course, Mike.
And
only
you know what?
Mike.
And, well, and unlike Buzz, Laura feels the same way. There you go.
All right, honey.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Mike. You're very sexy. It's just like you're a brother to me, though.
God bless you.
You know.
I appreciate it.
I'll try and dream about you tonight and get something worked up
thank
for you.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
she's a mess. Listen to her.
She's distraught over the boy going to Spain.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Well, get over it, honey. Come on. We'll have a great month. All right. Love you.
All right. Love you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, my booze. Don't forget my booze. Hello.
I really did oogie out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sometimes I forget that, you know, I think of you as having about a, you know, 4-inch thick skin over there. And
I realize that it's just the whole discussion.
You know, not that it was Buzz, because we all knew it would be Buzz, but just the fact that we brought that up.
Buzz pork and my wife.
You know, specific instead of
boning her.
Hypothetical.
You know, I mean.
Okay, I feel the same way.
Right. Hello.
And my wife is allowed to call if she ever feels strongly enough to. It's not like I don't have any control over what she does. I remember I was at one thing. No, that's the truth. I swear to God, that's the truth. She can call anytime
she
wanted to.
Well, if she's listening now, I would ask her please to call in and tell everybody which member of the show she would pork.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's fine. I already gave you that answer. She said we discussed it.
Hello, please. Come on, you know what? You just don't want the answer that I got, too. You'd get the same answer as me. They'd pick Buzz. Because he's so nice.
No, she might go with Charlie.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know who. And you know what? Now it's really been dramatized as
see,
how you,
you
just spelled a minute
you
ago.
You don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know.
I don't
like that at all.
Hello?
I don't like it when my wife's talking to somebody at a party too long. I'm jealous.
Me either. Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. That's the right way to be, Mike.
Absolutely. Thank you. Two stars for that one.
Hello.
Hi, Mike?
Yeah.
I wanted to... First of all, I don't want to... I'm not going to defend anybody saying they're not homo, but I want to tell you a story. If you guys think I'm gay, because I don't think I am, and I hope I'm not, but I was in the military. I got drunk with some buddies.
Yeah, you're gay. I don't even have to hear the rest of the story.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that. Right. You were in the military. You got drunk with some guys. I know where you're going with this. You're gay.
Well, it was one girl, and she took us out on the golf course, and we went on the number one fairway. It was at night. It was in Arkansas, and I pulled rank. I was the ranking guy there, and I said, I'm going first. I boned her, and then the next guy, he did it, and then the other buddy, he did it, and we all started sobering up. We figured out what we were doing.
I don't think you're gay.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't think that's a different type of behavior.
You're lucky you weren't arrested, though.
I know.
I think you're going on a golf course. A whole bunch of army guys go at her.
Yeah, we're putting now.
Yeah, what's the bar in this hole?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. I wanted to tell you a story about what happened to a friend of mine like 10 years ago.
Yeah?
Her and her husband decided they were going to have a threesome with a guy that they both knew. And after about 2 months of the threesome going on, her husband found out they were seeing each other behind his back and they ended up getting married.
She left her husband for the other guy.
I think we've discussed that any time you bring someone else into the marital bed,
you run that risk.
Yeah, sure.
Well, the other two, they're still married now. They've been married 10 years and have a great relationship, and I don't think they'd ever do it again.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, my friend.
I got two different takes on this. Okay, two guys with one girl. Say it's my girlfriend. I hate her. I'm pissed at her or whatever. I'm going to bring my buddy in, and we're just going to violate her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, that's
wrong. That's weird.
That's wrong.
It ain't homo.
It ain't homo.
It's nearly a criminal. Yeah.
That's wrong.
A criminal? She's a consenting adult. How is that criminal?
If she consents, it's not.
How do you... If you're mad at your girlfriend, how are you showing her by having your friend have sex with her?
Well, you're not. It's like over. You're done with her. It's just like one last...
You sound like a really nice guy.
Right.
A little degrading.
Sex as revenge.
Goodbye. Hello.
It's a little weird.
Hello, John and Mike's show.
That's a lot weird.
Hello.
How about when the mother takes you home for her daughter?
Well, see, that's girl on girl. I mean, even though that's kind of oogie, too, with a mother and a daughter, still technically it's girl on girl.
And you know, right here, the kinkiest show in America, I do believe we have had that discussion before.
We have.
We've definitely had that discussion.
We have.
And we enjoyed it.
I have one question for you, though.
What?
Do you suppose one of Joe's dates could have a sponsor of Igor.com?
See, you're trying to be funny there. You were fine when you were talking about mother and daughter.
A little homophobic humor there.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi. The wife of the guy who called earlier about the swing club, and I just wanted to tell you guys that all of that is semi-normal, but most likely it's couple on couple for most part,
couple
or
on couple
with single females.
All right, thank you. Was that it?
No? I guess so. I think we've also demonstrated there certainly is no stigma about being gay in our society today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just want to make sure you know.
Yeah, right.
We have sex with 750,000 people a year, but we're not gay.
We're all couples. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. All right, last call. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, I have a question for you.
Speak up, please.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
If, who's the most beautiful girl that you know, like a Hollywood movie star?
Probably Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. Well, if she would do you and Mike, but you had to both be there...
I wouldn't do it. I swear to God I wouldn't. That's an easy decision.
Don, I would do that.
I wouldn't do it because, and don't take offense at this, Mike, it would be you or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to see some other guy's nuts and, you know, see his butt and see, you know, his thing, and I just don't want it.
I would make that.
No,
I would make that.
No offense. No offense taken. Thanks, friend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hi, this is Robin. How you doing?
I'll try to get through the rest of this show now.
Hi, Robin.
Yeah, I want to fully admit to my bisexuality.
Bravo! Finally! Bravo! Good for you. One honest God.
You're here.
Finally. You're killing me. I was driving all the way home listening to all these freaks who would not admit to it. I have done it. I've been there. I prefer women.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, now and then a guy's nice too.
Okay.
All right.
You're a real bisexual.
I guess, yeah, that makes me a real bisexual.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're not like one of those guys practicing. I mean, yeah, you've perfected it.
You're not dancing around your bisexuality like all these other guys.
No.
You're it.
But I've only ever been in one threesome.
You're it. You're bi.
It was an awesome experience.
You are bi.
I am. I embrace it.
Yes.
I wanted to share that with you.
He's bi.
All right.
Way to go.
Hallelujah. Finally an honest man on the show.
Well, I just...
You're a bi guy.
Fill you in about that. It was kind of weird... being with another girl and another guy.
Well, now he's going to tell us about it.
Well, if you want.
I don't know. I don't make those decisions.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead until I feel like I'm going to vomit. Go ahead.
There was drinking involved.
Uh-huh.
Not too much. It was
Yeah, then what happened?
Sorry?
Nothing. Go ahead.
It was an ex-girlfriend of mine, and we'd always talked about doing something like this. And we were at a party, and it was with my best friend, Rob.
Rob. And Rob.
Rob.
Not
Rob.
Not Rob A.
Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
You said,
Rob,
though, it was your best friend, Rob? Rob. Rob.
Imagine.
Rob.
Your wife wants to have sex with another guy. You walk in. It's Rob A laying there.
Hi.
Rob.
He's all naked and everything.
Hi there. I'm ready. She's great.
Rob.
You're a lucky man.
Wow.
I'm Robbie.
Oh, Jesus.
But what made it easy was that she was hot, and that in order to have sex with her, she made it clear that I had to interact with him. She wanted to see that. That was part of her.
Mm. All right.
And
all right. Thank you.
That.
You're bisexual. I'm starting to feel the bile come up in the back of my throat right now. So I have to hang up on you. That confirms that. Sorry.
We are up on a break. I promise more shows coming right up.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Chat a-hole.
God damn it.
Right.
The Dawn and Mike Show.
All right. Fly through these calls.
We got to make some time up here.
Really.
Otherwise, show's going to be over and Survivor's going to be off the air tonight. Oh, hello. Sorry, Mike.
No problem.
Forgot to bring your microphone.
I'm here.
Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Donnie, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
I was talking to you on the break, wasn't I?
No.
Yeah, I think I was.
No, I don't think you were.
Your voice sounds very familiar.
I don't think I was.
I think you called me. You're trying to figure out what I wanted to talk to you about.
You know, I don't think so.
You are so gay. It's so funny.
You. Oh. Dick. I'm gay.
Yeah, I think you're gay.
Right. Why am I gay?
Well, because you wouldn't have sex with Jennifer Aniston, who, in some people's eyes, think she's very hot, and you think she's hot.
Oh, see, but there you're wrong, because during the break, Don and I both agreed we would in the same room with Jennifer Aniston.
It saddens me, Don, because you're a Yankee fan, right?
Yes, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Yankee fan. If you know anything about me, you know. I'm there. I'm a pinstripe guy.
I am, too. And it saddens me that you talk like this.
That I talk like what?
That you wouldn't have sex with Jennifer Aniston, with Mike in the room just watching.
It doesn't matter if it was Mike. It could be Buzz. It could be Rob. It could be a freak like you.
I think you're afraid that you would enjoy it. And that
I disagree, and I think the fact that you embrace the idea so much tells me that you are probably a bone smuggler.
I am not. I'm engaged to be married. I have never had a homosexual experience in my life.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
If you were given the opportunity to have sex with Jennifer Aniston, but another guy had to go at her at the same time, would you do it?
At the same time, probably not.
Oh, well then. Then what is the discussion?
Do it with Mike in the room, with another guy in the room.
You would you mean with another guy sitting right there watching you?
Yeah,
naked.
Yeah,
naked.
Naked. It doesn't matter. You're having sex with Jennifer Aniston.
All right,
whoever.
Listen. Whatever. You're queer. You're queer.
I'm a queer.
You're a queer.
You are so homophobic. It's ridiculous.
I embrace the gay community. I am not homophobic.
I'm not saying that you're a racist in any way. I don't want you to think that. But
I'm not homophobic. I'm just telling you, I know what I like. I like women.
You have weirdest tendencies. Like, you just won't. Oh, gay people. If you see another guy, what do you do in the gym? Like, with showers. You don't shower after you work out?
Yes, I said I do shower after I work out. However, I get disgusted when I see other naked guys. That doesn't make me homophobic.
No. Hey, man, that's cool. If you can't handle being around some butt cheeks, you know.
I also think this is one of the most gay-friendly shows in America right here.
I know you are. That's what surprises me so much. And in this day and age.
But there's nothing wrong with a guy, you know, having a gay-friendly show and not being homophobic and then saying that a certain type of activity repels him. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's a natural feeling. That you can't help the way you feel naturally, just like, you know, gay people naturally are attracted to men.
You're saying I'm gay because I'm saying I wouldn't have sex with a hot girl because there was another guy in the room.
Be honest with me. Will you be honest with me for 1 minute?
Unlike you, I'm honest.
You during the break.
I'm honest 24/7.
Was it you during the break?
No.
Who was Billy then?
That's all he cares about. He just wait.
Right.
He wants to know if he was talking to you during the break.
Right, no. If I was talking to you during the break, there'd be no way I would take this call on the air.
You're like, hello? And I'm like, yes. You're like, this is Billy.
You're an asswipe.
You're so gay. It's so funny. It's cool, man. You're lucky your son's out of the country right now. He doesn't want to hear this.
Oh, this now I know the agenda.
This is just the guy who wants to work me.
Absolutely.
Some douchebag.
I'm paying for this call, my friend.
I'm not your friend.
All right, okay, you want to be like that.
Jesus. And you always get a-holes like this with the phony laughing.
Yeah, it's forced.
Over the side of the road. It's Washington. It's raining.
It's forced. It's forced.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Billy. They're so funny, man. You're trying to, like,
fork me for information before I get on the air so you can get your guns up. You know what I'm going to
do? All right, yeah, because I got my guns up. I really got my guns up.
Yeah, because every call we take on this show is screened, of course.
Right. Cool. Listen, on the opportunities when I have answered the telephone, yeah. I talk about it. I'm telling you, hey, I didn't answer the phone.
Well, I talked to some woman before I got on, and then someone picked up the phone and was like, oh, wow, this is billing.
Right, and all... In all honesty, it probably could have been Charlie Brunhill.
Was it Charlie? Why wouldn't he tell me his name?
What do you care?
Maybe he's gay, too.
But what do you care about it? will you answer between your dumb laughing? Will you answer the question?
Oh, don't call me dumb.
You are dumb. Why do
you're
you,
a very dumb guy.
Why do you care about all this? If you're not, I mean, if your agenda is not to work us, if your agenda is okay. Just working us, that's fine. But, I mean, if you don't, why won't you answer that question?
Why do you
care about that?
What do you about what? About who's
calling? About all the stuff. Who answered the phone or who picked up? I mean, what does that have to do with the show?
The point is...
I just thought it was funny that I said to, I think it was Toya or whoever it was who answered the phone, that, you know, I think Don is gay because he's afraid he'll enjoy having another guy watch him. And then, you know, this commercial started playing and then someone picked up the phone and they're like, sounded very much like you. Hello. And
all right. Yeah, but I mean, but then your call got on the air. So your premise would be...
Yeah, if your call has gotten on the air and I have publicly denied it, what more do you want?
Yeah, that's fine, then. If you say it wasn't you, then it wasn't.
But I mean, you're saying it... What I don't understand is what your point is. I don't know where you're going with it. If somebody was screening your call to prevent you from getting on the air, you wouldn't be on the air.
No. I just think it was funny that two people had to talk.
Yeah, see, and then you blow it off completely. You don't even want to address that point.
Oh, I'll address anything you want, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, listen, you're not my buddy.
Let me tell you right now, that's what I'm asking you. I said, if your premise is, hey, you know, you're screening the calls and it was you. Well, if that was the case and somebody didn't want it to get on the air, then you wouldn't be on the air. But you were on the air.
I still am on the air.
Right, exactly. Right. So I mean, what I'm trying to desperately figure out.
Yes.
Outside of simply calling to work us,
yeah.
If you have any possibility of making any kind of point. And when you say it's just funny.
My point was that I think you're gay, and that I think it's funny that you can't even, like, enjoy having sex unless it's just you and the other person.
Oh, okay. Now I think we're speaking to your personal preference.
All right, listen, my personal preference is to have sex with my wife.
Same with me.
With no other guys.
I know, but I mean, I'm not the one with the national radio program, you know, saying...
But why does that make somebody gay if they say that they are repelled by having another man in the bedroom?
Just because there's so much pent-up, like, frustration there that, like, Don couldn't even perform if there was someone else. What if it was another girl? You wouldn't have a problem, would you?
No, of course not.
Well, we were discussing that, but I mean, you know...
No, I heard that part of the program.
But also, you're talking...
I don't understand what makes me gay if I say,
because
honestly, I don't want another guy in the room.
It's just that you're afraid. You're afraid to explore other areas of your sexual life.
No. I know what I like.
That's fine, but you know what? You never probably had sushi and probably didn't like it, and then when you tried it, you loved it, right? You know what I'm saying?
What does sushi have to do with having another guy in the bedroom?
Something different. It's not American food. It's something different. It's from a far-off country. You tried it, right? You've had sushi, right? Probably the first time you ate sushi, you're probably a little...
Don't you think there's a little difference between trying a foreign food? Don't you think there's just a little difference between trying a foreign food?
And trying a foreign man.
Yeah.
A correlation between the two. Like, it's just like something different.
You know what? I don't doubt... Hold on.
If you try it, maybe you'll enjoy it.
Hold on. I don't doubt that we would be able to have a discussion, but you are such a dick.
You really are.
You really are. And this is Mike talking. And you are, I mean, you're not, you just can't do it because you're just too much of an a-hole.
Oh.
You are.
Oh.
I mean, really, and then you go, oh, but all the laughing and all the ball busting, you know.
Your argument that I'm gay because I don't want another man just doesn't hold water. It's
I just think you're afraid. I think you're scared. I think you're scared of him.
See, that's all. He's got, you know, I thought there was a chance that he was trying to make a point, but there isn't.
No, he's just one of these guys, yeah. You know, you're afraid, you're scared.
This is a guy, once again, you know, one of the many wants to kind of do what we're doing. That's what he wants.
I'll hang up anytime you want, man.
Oh, you will?
All right, then go ahead.
Prove it.
Goodbye.
Wow. There you go.
There he goes.
Christ. What's wrong with people?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I've made my views
Very, very crystal clear.
I don't understand.
Very clear. Hello?
What's wrong with people?
John, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
You wasted way too much time on that guy, first of all. He was a total a-hole.
Right, so now let's waste some time on you.
Let's please.
I'm sure you will reap massive dividends.
All I'd like to say, Don, is we're talking Jennifer Aniston, the creme de la creme of hair pie. I would do her with a truckload of ravens.
Okay, all right. Listen, just for the sake of argument, can I just point out that none of us is ever going to have sex
right.
with Jennifer Aniston,
aww.
Regardless if there's a guy watching
sure.
or there's not a guy watching.
Right.
Can I still have a truckload of ravens?
The whole discussion is really asinine.
Ravens.
I mean,
ravens like the Blackbirds, just the other way.
Or did he mean the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, or wasn't there a band? And the Ravens, too?
Sure. Yeah, I think so.
Hey, man.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, you gay bastards? you are the marine neighbor in American Beauty.
Oh, right. Right, I sure am. Thank you.
Will you please play Mike Scream in Chicago, because that's the gayest thing I've heard.
That's not me screaming Chicago. That's
Chicago!
That is George Michael.
That's the very gay George Michael.
Damn, I wish it was you.
Oh, God, now
you know, we're just getting, you know, every junior a-hole out there calling us up thinking that they can pile on.
Absolutely.
Please, enough of that, please. All of you, just go to hell. Please, I'm serious. I like poon. I like big boobs. I like nice turd cutters.
Right.
I don't like D-I-C. You know the word. I don't like them. I like mine. I like mine. I don't like yours. I don't like yours. I don't like yours. That doesn't make me gay.
Personal
that
taste.
Makes me, right. Last time I checked, heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, the open-minded Buzz, who everybody always seems to love.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Right.
He made it up.
Buzz, everybody's favorite. What do you have for us tonight, Buzz?
I'm proud of this headline. What the Taco Bell dog has in common with the last Mrs. Gingrich.
All right, that's a good headline. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and
coming
comments.
Up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. And, of course, that was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sports 1140, KHDK. Your proud home of the...
What's the word? We're playing crackpot.
Lap nut bunny. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we try.
Mm-hmm.
News and comments now. Brought to you tonight across America by Budweiser. Or Bud Light. Win great prizes instantly. Visit Budweiser.com for details. Here is the very open-minded Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Chihuahua. All good things must come to an end, I guess. The Taco Bell Chihuahua has been fired. Taco Bell has a new top executive and, therefore, a new ad agency.
I say chop him up and put him in the food.
Oh, ooh, boy. You know, I was at Taco Bell the other night, shocker of shockers, and I think maybe that Chihuahua was in the food.
Oh, dear.
Well, this new executive worked for Wendy's for 12 years, plotting strategy and developing new products, most of them containing bacon. Mr. Sensitive, Newt Gingrich, has done it again. The family values politician left his first wife after she was hospitalized with cancer. Now he's left his second wife, and
I love hearing that story about how he walked out on the first wife when she had cancer.
Yeah, nice guy, Mr. Nice Guy. Now he's left his second wife, and she's just been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Well, listen, the key is, if you want to be Mrs. Gingrich,
mm-hmm.
don't get sick.
Absolutely. Or, if you marry Newt Gingrich, you're going to get some sort of horrible disease.
Yeah. Right, the curse.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The curse of Gingrich.
The Gingrich curse.
Mm-hmm. He told her he wanted a divorce on Mother's Day last year. Newt's lawyer says the former lawmaker didn't know about the MS when he left Marianne. Marianne's lawyer says he did know. Quoting her, his nose is growing. Newt plans to take wife number three next month.
Oh, my God.
Give her a full checkup at the doctor's office.
Oh, my God.
It appears someone on the CBS Internet staff let it slip who gets voted off the Survivor Island tonight.
You know, we were proud to have this on the show earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God, at first we didn't believe
right.
the guy who called because he was just a complete lummox.
Listener phoned it in.
But then when he read
exactly what was written on the site.
Mm-hmm.
We immediately believed him, and later had people fax us in the mistake that CBS made.
He's on the page.
Yeah, Buzz, I know you're going to go with all the details, but I just want to tell everybody right now, according to what we saw, it's Greg who gets voted off tonight with 6 votes.
Yeah, and it's either, you know, either it really happens and they did screw up, or it's some sort of hacker.
And we'll find out tomorrow. We'll discuss it tomorrow.
Or a false clue to throw us off. And it's not like we're giving away the ending of the whole thing here, just who gets voted off tonight. As Don said, according to the webpage posted at CBS.com, it's shortly after 3 Eastern time today. Greg gets voted off tonight with 6 votes. Jenna gets 3 votes, according to the page. And then the survivor pages at the CBS website, shortly after this discovery, went blank.
And we placed a lot of calls to CBS, both on the air and off the air, and could not get an answer from anybody.
No. They either didn't know, which is a very good possibility, or they were just trying desperately to feebly cover up this horrible mistake. At last check, the pages were still blank.
You just looked on the internet.
Yes, I did. Now, the show, just about an hour away from now, will confirm whether it was sabotage or a mistake, and it will disprove or prove another set of theories.
Anybody want to bet on that?
I say it's a blunder.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I would bet that it's true that Greg gets voted off with 6 votes tonight.
Absolutely.
Is there anybody out there, in this room, I mean?
I'll bet a dollar that it's some sort of error.
Okay, you think it's an error?
Yeah.
You think it's an error?
Yeah, sure. Yes. I mean, I'm not saying that he won't get voted off tonight because I think he's universally hated, but I don't think the votes might fall out that way. I think it just might be a guess.
All right.
At the end, do they... Oh, that's right. At the end, with the credits, they do show...
Yeah, they show everybody
holding up the cards, so you do know exactly how many votes somebody got.
Mm-hmm. A dollar? Buzz, you want a dollar?
I think that this was put up by CBS as a mistake today. I think by mistake. Right.
So, I got $3. Ooh, this is exciting.
You get $3 if, you know, if it's a hacker.
$3 riding on tonight's show. This would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not tomorrow. Big payoff time.
In nickels.
That's right.
And it rolls and rolls and nickels.
Yeah. Big Brother's expanding to 6 nights a week in the hopes the ratings will grow. CBS is adding a 6th show right after Survivor on Wednesday night, starting next week. The Wednesday edition will be a 1-hour live version. That's what the Thursday shows have been doing. Next week, the Thursday show will be another half hour on tape, like the ones on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday.
You know, again, we must be against the norm in our house, but all three of us, Frieda, Bart, and me, we all watch Big Brother all the time. We watch because it's on virtually every night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We watch it almost every night.
And now he'll be watching Grande Brother.
Yeah. Who knows what he'll be watching, for goodness sakes. Porno or something. The Liquor Channel.
The Liquor Channel. I'm sure. Troubled white rapper Eminem says he's thinking about moving.
That's a new one, isn't it?
Is that okay? Tommy Lee kind of out of the picture.
Sure.
I thought I'd move Troubled over to Eminem.
Marshall Mathers.
Troubled white rapper. It's because officials in his hometown of Sterling Heights, Michigan, won't let him build an 8-foot-tall spear-tipped fence around his house. USA Today says Eminem's been bothered by fans and reporters. His mailbox has been burned, and M&M candy wrappers have been strewn across his front yard.
Oh, those kooky fans. Buzz, hold on. I've got to do this. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Time for more host chat with Don and Mike.
Buzz brought to you tonight by Budweiser and Bud Light wins great prices. Visit Budweiser.com for details. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A couple of final words on the charge that Hillary Clinton 25 years ago called a guy an effing Jew bastard. The man who made this accusation has suffered a brain disorder that led to memory loss, addiction to painkillers, and erratic behavior. He also lost his law license after taking a bribe to alter a court document. He stands by his story today. He says he'd even take a lie detector test or truth serum. But he also says he does not think Hillary is anti-Semitic.
He
said truth serum?
Yes,
he did.
Truth serum
he
in my pants. Have a nice big frosty mug of my truth serum.
Enjoy yourself. Responding to this accusation earlier this week, the president told the New York Daily News, and I quote, "This is crap."
Wow.
Gary Shandling.
This is crap. And this is crap. And so is this. And this too. Happy birthday to me. Oh, boy. Let's see.
Gary Shandling won't have to spend a lot of money when he takes his new girlfriend to dinner. Lately, he's been dating Ally McNeil's Calista Flockhart.
Oh,
he first flirted with her 2 years ago at an awards ceremony.
What an awful couple that is.
What beautiful children they'll have.
Jesus. Gigantic lips. Big heads.
A stick with lips.
Little bony bodies.
She turned bright red at that award ceremony 2 years ago when he said to her, you are single, aren't you? They were seen later that evening having a drink, and then for 2 years, nothing. Now the Daily News reports they were spotted in the Los Angeles restaurant looking like more than just friends. Their publicists have no comment.
Oh, man.
Yuck.
Wow. I got to go with Calista maybe having a guy a little closer to her age. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, I think he's doing okay with her. You know, and you think it's Gary Shandling.
It's Gary Shandling. I mean, don't you picture Gary Shandling, like, with hotter women than Calista Flockhart?
Hotter non-famous women. You know, like maybe a model or something.
Or even like a Mimi Rogers.
Yeah, Mimi Rogers would be a better match.
A Mimi Rogers is a good third-tier star.
Relatively close to that wall.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mimi Rogers has got fantastic jugs.
She's also made kind of like B-movie sexual content movies. Mm-hmm. She made one, I think, called, like, Masseuse or something like that.
Yeah, she's great in that.
Oh, my gosh.
She's great in that.
Big breasts.
The ad...
Big breasts, Mimi. Thank you, Gary.
The ad reads, wanted, Italian-American-looking actors of all ages, 16 and over, both men and women, for speaking and non-speaking roles.
I'm going to ask you to save this show tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we are doing something. You know what that story is?
Good.
We're doing something with it tomorrow.
You got it. A couple of young guys from Baltimore were hanging out in Ocean City, Maryland, as young guys from Baltimore often do in the summer. Outside a pizza shop, one of them got the hiccups. He asked the other one to punch him in the chest and make them stop. The hiccups are gone, but so is the guy who had them.
Oh, no.
The medical examiner says the cardiac concussion killed the guy instantly. No charges have been or will be filed against the friend.
You know, I know Frida read that story to me today out of the Washington Post.
Right.
As she has to do most mornings.
Yes, that's the big secret on the show.
Reading out of the newspaper to me.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned to her that when we were up in Ocean City a couple of weeks ago during vacation, that was one of the stories that was in one of those local free newspapers that you get at the grocery store.
Anyway.
And I'm surprised it took 2 or 3 weeks for the story to trickle down to the mainstream press.
I think the reason that it happened the way that it did was because of the medical examiner ruling just being made public. That's why and when the Post picked up on it.
Now, in Baltimore, it takes a phenomenally long time to notify next of kin.
I'm sorry, that was very cruel. Playboy.
Sorry to the family.
Playboy Playmates were on Capitol Hill today running a meatless hot dog stand for pita. The Playmates were naked except for strategically placed pieces of lettuce. According to USA Today.
This is not the best lettuce I've ever tasted.
Blue cheese.
There's some ketchup on this lettuce. Wait. That's not ketchup.
Ken Stevens has got an apartment in New York. Now, if the apartment's in Manhattan, somebody's paying a lot of money for it.
Hey, and from what I hear, it's a beautiful apartment. Now, listen, really honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last week he said, hey, I'm sorry I didn't call you back.
Right.
But my cell phone battery went dead. And I don't have a telephone in my apartment. And I said to him, oh, really? What kind of place did you get? He said, it's one room. I said, is it furnished? No. I said, what do you do for fun? Do you watch TV? No TV.
No TV.
Can't afford it. It's one room.
Because the average price is something ridiculous for any kind of apartment.
Can't afford a phone.
A new report says apartment for sale prices have jumped 42% in the last year on average. That puts the average price in Manhattan at more than $850,000 a year ago.
Well, I know where Rob and I are going to stay, though, when we finally get that place in New York. What's that chicken place in Harlem?
Oh, Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Uh-huh. Anybody listening to us in New York, if you're anywhere near Kennedy Fried Chicken in Harlem, and you see a good buy in an apartment, you let Rob and I know, because we're going to go in on that, divvy up on that.
It's only like 2 blocks from Central Park.
Good.
You got all that, and you got what looked to be like great fried chicken.
Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Kennedy Fried Chicken. Just look for Ted Kennedy's picture.
Iraq.
So the average price at over $850,000, a year ago, it was an equally unaffordable $600,000 and change. One three-bedroom apartment in Gramercy Park is going for $1.5 million. A real estate expert says he's floored by this. He tells the New York Post, we expected prices to go up, but not this much. There just aren't enough available apartments to satisfy the growing number of people who want to buy.
And that is specifically why Frida will never be coming to New York for one of our trips up there. But hold on, got to do this. More news coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on Hot Talk 1330.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
I don't think this contest is over yet, Buzz, if that is your real name.
The cure for your anal spasms.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, listen, tomorrow... Oh, you know, we're taking Friday off.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Get some free days off.
Yep.
Friday, we won't be here. So tomorrow, we're going to be giving away a year's worth of pay-per-views. A year's worth of WWF pay-per-views.
All right.
WWF Fully Loaded is live on pay-per-view this Sunday at 8 o'clock. Call Cox Communications or Comcast to order. And also tomorrow, we'll be having a lame TNT guest.
Yeah, and we're going to do the same thing where we get a listener to interview them. Uh-huh.
Somebody will interview this lame guest and win dinner for four. Wow, the prices have really fallen, haven't they?
Simply dinner for four, not a restaurant.
No.
Mentioned.
It's gone from an ice cream maker to a color TV to dinner for four.
Technically, Don, you can get dinner for four at a convenience store.
But more importantly, the winner will be qualified to win $16,000 that we're giving away from TNT on August 4th. Don't miss Top Gun Saturday night at 8 Eastern.
Yeah.
7 Central, only on TNT. TNT. TNT.
TNT.
That's how G. Gordon would say it. And now, back to Buzz.
Back to Buzz.
Walmart has been ordered to pay over $2 million to one of its former cashiers who's a transsexual. 27-year-old Ricky Bordevalis says he was fired after his boss learned he was having surgeries to change from male to female.
Howdy, partner.
He sued under New Jersey's anti-discrimination laws. The judge gave him the win because Walmart never even bothered to respond to the lawsuit. Ricky dresses as a woman and says no one in Piscataway had any problems with his work when they thought he was a woman.
Is he a greeter?
He says he was even asked to train other employees. No, just a cashier.
Okay.
Girlfriend number one has left Hugh Hefner. That leaves the poor guy with just the Bentley twins, Mandy and Sandy, and their friend Jennifer.
I'll be successfully able...
What will you do, Hugh?
I will be successfully able to persevere due to the fact that I have the one girlfriend and access to all the bunnies who will be staying at the grotto in the mansion.
The grotto.
Fear not for me. I will be wearing my satin pajamas, having parties, and all the bunnies will be making love to me after I take my Viagra.
Viagra.
There you are.
So Hugh's down to three. Jennifer and, of course, Mandy and Sandy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Great 70s.
Girlfriend number one was Brandy Roderick, who now says she wants kids and a younger man, according to the New York Post.
I have I've banished her from the Hefner bed, and I will be banging her sister.
Some women in England are being warned that Spike the Iguana is on the loose. They're being warned because Spike has a history of turning nasty around human females who are menstruating.
Uh-oh. Right.
The 4-foot-long iguana got out of his owner's house on Sunday and hasn't been seen since.
Well, he smells the blood in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is? He can taste the blood in the water?
I'm sure he has a very strong sense of smell, and that may have something to do, you know, hormonally, pheromones may be involved in that.
Man, that iguana's going nuts!
The owner says Spike can whip a person soundly with its tail and warns the owner if you try to grab his tail, he'll turn around and bite you.
Mm.
A girl attending a charity youth conference in Malibu, California couldn't believe what she saw when she approached the automatic teller machine. The machine wanted to know how much cash she wanted, and she hadn't even put in her card yet. She canceled the transaction, and out came the ATM card someone had left behind. That someone was Pamela Sue Anderson. The blonde actress thanked the student and told her, "Oh, I can't believe I did that. I'm so stupid."
Yeah.
Pam stars as the head of a security company on her syndicated TV show, VIP.
Have you ever watched VIP?
I've never had that. I've seen VIP in a store on it in the background.
Last weekend, or maybe the weekend, but it was when we were on vacation.
Right.
one Saturday, a friend of hers just sitting around.
Logged a little time with it.
And she turned it on, and we laughed our asses off like we laugh at The Simpsons.
Right.
Their outfits alone are hysterically funny. I mean, it's a show that I don't think it's supposed to be funny, is it?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. They do a fake chase scene at the beginning of every episode, and it turns out that it has nothing to do with the rest of the show.
It's Pamela Lee Anderson, right? Not Pamela Sue Anderson?
You know what? That's what I meant to say.
Different. We know who you meant, though, with, right. With the boobs just right. Too big and now we're smaller.
Rusty, former Baywatch babe.
Thank you.
And a
funny show, and we thank you for the news buzz. Time for a call 100 right now. Please, for the love of God, be assertive.
Yeah.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Oh, and I'm looking now, and I see that the show is virtually over, and Ron nor Fez, neither one, called in for their boy toy buzz today.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I may have to withdraw the steak offer.
Well, maybe they'll call tomorrow, Buzz. Call 100 now. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Two horny, nasty guys waiting to please you.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's the goal.
Yep.
Bud Burbank brought to you tonight by Budweiser and Bud Light. Win great prizes instantly. Visit Budweiser.com for details. Hi, Bud.
I'm Don and Mike in sports. Now, Reggie White's talking with the Seattle Seahawks. We have been talking about coming out of retirement with the Tennessee Titans. Word is the contract talks didn't go well.
I just wish he'd just preach. He sure does make a lot of sense when he does, Mike.
He does indeed. The NFL's career sacks leader has been retired for a year. White played for Seattle coach Mike Holmgren when the two of them were in Green Bay.
Those Orientals, they can take a TV and put it right on your wrist.
Wow. Reggie. Yeah, the words of Reggie White. Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has said before that he uses marijuana to control the nausea that accompanies his migraine headaches. Today he has a different kind of headache after being arrested for driving under the influence of marijuana.
Oh, and that was a three-point shot.
The arresting officer says he stopped Jabbar for speeding and then smelled the smoke.
Oh, Mom, how about those rebounds?
Ed Lynch has resigned as general manager of the Chicago Cubs in the midst of his sixth season on the job, apologizing to fans for not being able to bring a winner to them. Team President Andy McPhail will take over the duties for the rest of the baseball season.
If he really wanted to make the Cubs fans happy, he should go out to second base and blow his head off. Put the gun in his mouth.
They'd all cheer at Wrigley.
Oh, they would. It'd be a great moment.
And baseball denied the New York Mets protest of a game against the Yankees on July 8th. The protest stemmed from an interference call against Mets first baseman Todd Zeal on the opening play of the game. And finally, a 21-year-old guy in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, maybe having second thoughts about dating and cheating on a 16-year-old girl. He didn't know that she had found out about his other relationship. They were sitting on the sofa together, messing around.
Is the man's name Joe Ardinger?
While she was beginning to give him that very special favor, she whipped out the super glue and glued his penis to his abdomen. The guy's doctor told the guy there was nothing he could do except go home and soak it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
That's why Joe's walking funny tonight.
All right, Joe Ardinger, a 16-year-old girlfriend.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow
with the all-new episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Is this 100?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry you just missed it.
Well, okay, honey. Have a groovy time.
Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Got to be assertive at the end of the show. Got to know what you want.
Here, here. Oh, you know what? Let me turn the music down for a second. I might have a late show treat for you.
Oh.
There you go. Listen up.
Huzzah.
That's not my skull.
Nope.
No.
Don't think so.
You're not going to give yourself a
nope. Don't think that's sponsorable. Oh,
that's like the honor system. That's honorable.
It's not, right. Not big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just not big enough. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Caller 101.
There's a question mark on me.
You know, no, I'm
no,
sorry.
I am caller 101.
No.
I've got a Walkman in my ear.
No. Sorry. Boy, if only someone had mentioned Greg Kinnear, I could have farted up a storm.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Right.
Yeah. Bingo.
Right. Who's this?
Don.
Don, where are you from?
Annandale.
Don, here you go. Dunkin' Donuts coffee culotta for you, plus the 20-minute prepaid long-distance phone card from Sprint PCS and the Nick at Night prize pack. Tonight is Hillbilly Wednesday, courtesy promotional consideration, Nick at Night. It's a cornucopia of free stuff for you. Thank you for listening.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, have a good night, everybody. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you, and good night, Buzzy.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Rob?
Friend.
Please, trusted friend, throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, holy cow.
Holy cow.
See you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Until we meet again. Sammy Davis Singer saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the dawn.